your inspiration. By the Family Medical Center of Hastings, your family's home for health care. By Five Points Bank, the better bank, with three locations in Hastings. By the Hastings Tribune, your life, your news. By Hastings Convenient Care PC, here to help you when you need it most, now. By Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill, enjoy great food, good service, and a warm, friendly atmosphere at 2017 West 2nd, the home of NFL and college football. And by the Hastings College Foundation. Now, here's the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Sports Director Mike Will.
And a very pleasant good afternoon. Welcome to Lloyd Wilson Field on the Hastings College campus here this afternoon. Hastings College football in 1230 KHAS. Broncos going to try to battle back from their first loss of the season, losing to Briar Cliff last week up in Sioux City, 26-14. Hastings 2-1 on the 2018 campaign, taking on the Dort Defenders here this afternoon. They come in with a mark of 1 win and 1 loss. I'm Mike Will. I call the play-by-play for you this afternoon. Jimmy Purcell joins me alongside. And Jimmy, after a win over Peru State to start this season, a road trip to Oklahoma and winning over Oklahoma Panhandle State, Hastings College struggled a little bit last week. Gave them some big plays on defense as we talked with the coach, and also struggled offensively. Lost the football game to Briar Cliff. And now today the challenge is to get back on the winning track in front of a homecoming crowd here this afternoon.
Yeah, going to be a tremendous crowd coming to the stadium. And I mean, there is people on campus. The parking lot is jammed. They're tailgating. It's definitely, you can tell it's homecoming Saturday here at Hastings College. Going to be a wild atmosphere. A beautiful afternoon. Going to be light winds out of the south. Sunshiny skies. Just a perfect afternoon for football. But yeah, after a couple of impressive wins, and I thought the most impressive one was down at Panhandle State in Oklahoma, going down there, playing a real athletic team, as we could see in the pregame warm-ups and stuff, but able to come away with a nice win down there after the weather delay, and then coming up to Sioux City, Iowa, and just getting tripped up there, really getting dominated at the line of scrimmage, both offensively and defensively. Hastings really never had an answer for Briar Cliff in that ball game. They tried to crawl back into it, but then give up a long screen pass for a touchdown, and that was the doom for the Broncos on Saturday. But they've just got to get back to basics, got to get Taj established. They really, Briar Cliff held Taj in check last week, not a lot of yards for Taj, and Tyree Nesmith really had a tough time getting going. The rushing attack not going, and if the rushing game's going, Clark's got a little bit of time back there. It loosens things up, and he's able to dish the football around a little bit. He's got some receivers that have had some good showings this season. Tyler Miller, the freshman, he's had some good games so far this season. So Jordan Johnson, the sure-handed guy on the outside. So hopefully the offense can get going here, and Dr. Head can get things rolling here for the Bronco offense.
You mentioned our struggles last week rushing to football. Hastings had only 43 yards on the ground last week. We averaged 1.3 yards per carry. Taj Willingham, after rushing for 100 yards in the first two ball games, and each of the first two games, had just 35 yards, 18 carries. We've got to get the rushing attack going here this afternoon.
Well, and again, that was just the product of having a bad time at the offensive line, just not getting a lot of seams, not a lot of holes. They couldn't get them sprung to the outside. And again, we were going against a much better Briar Cliff football team. They've definitely got things going the right way. Their head coach, Dennis, slipped my name, my memory bank now with the new head coach.
Dennis Wagner.
There you go. The guy that was at Nebraska for some years, but he's definitely turned the culture around. That's what he wanted to do. He's got Briar Cliff playing much better football defensively and offensively, and they just kind of run into a more physical football team. And we talked to Tony kind of off the air a little bit before we went on the postgame show, and he said it's no excuses. We just got handled. We played down to their level. We need to play Bronco football. So hopefully he can. He's got the boys coached up and ready to go for this game today.
Dort coming in, a record of 1 win, 1 loss on the season. They got off to a good start with a win over Waldorf out of Iowa, 61-40. And then last week lost to Doan, their first conference game of the season, at 24-21. So it's Hastings College in Dort here this afternoon. Action from the Great Plains Athletic Conference. We'll take a timeout, come back, and check the starting lineups as Bronco football continues on 1230 KHAS.
Family Medical Center of Hastings is the place to go for all your healthcare needs. Their team is trained to treat the whole person, regardless of age. They provide a wide range of medical care, including acute care, routine health screenings, and treatment of chronic conditions. Family Medical Center is the area's only independent family medicine clinic. They're dedicated to providing you the best care in the most cost-effective manner. Your family's home for health care. 1021 West 14th Street, proud to support all area student athletes.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, safe, strong, and growing. Back in September of 2000, we opened for business at 4th and St. Joe with a staff of five. Now we have three banking locations, over 45 employees, and have grown to become the largest locally owned bank in Hastings.
Since our opening, we've listened to you and responded by providing high-quality customer service, new banking technology, and provided support to many community organizations. We appreciate your support and look forward to continuing as the better bank in Hastings.
1230 KHAS. Back here in Hastings at Lloyd Wilson Field, getting set for Bronco football today on 1230 KHAS. We'll get you the starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. Jimmy mentioned the problems we had rushing the football. Dr. Head has really shuffled things up with the offensive line. A lot of players are changing positions during the past week. Some guys who were playing with the number twos going to be moving up to the number ones here today. So basically, all new offensive line for Hastings one way or the other. Frank Vieira is now going to be the center for Hastings. Vieira is a 260-pound senior out of Whittier, California. Your right guard used to be the center. That's Yula Tisaga. He's a 6'2", 285-pound senior out of San Diego. Then we'll see Ronald Luwaza as the left guard. He's a 6'5", 310-pounder out of Hempstead, New York. And the right tackle is going to be Blaine Morrow. He moves over from guard. Morrow is a 6'2", 270-pound senior out of Grand Island. John Satterley on the other side, 6'3", 270, a junior out of Burlington, California. Your quarterback is going to be Clark Livingston from San Juan, California, 6'2", 200-pound senior. He has thrown for 647 yards so far this season, three touchdowns, two interceptions. Running back is going to be Taj Willingham, 5'7", 195, a senior out of Denver. The tight end today for Hastings will be Corey Leash, 6'1", 220, a senior out of Lincoln Pius. Wide receiver is Anthony Martinez, 5'7", 165-pound junior out of Oceanside, California. The other wide receiver is Xavier McGuire, 5'10", 180-pound senior from Queen Creek, Arizona. And Jordan Johnson, the 6'1", 190-pound senior from Spring Valley, California. Hastings College on defense today will go with Tyler Parthamer as a defensive end, 6'3", 265, a senior out of Beatrice. Austin Breading, 6'2", 245, a senior from Lincoln North Star. Keontae Kinney, 6'1", 255-pound sophomore from Marietta, Texas. Your linebackers, Norman McKissick, 6'3", 230, a senior from Chicago. Tyler Kennedy, 6'2", 210-pound junior from Chandler, Arizona. Cornelius Barber, 215, a senior, 6'2", out of Pearland, Texas. And also Josh Stanzel getting his start today for Hastings. He's a 5'11", 185-pound sophomore out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Right now, the playing of the national anthem as we get set for football today on 1230 KHAS.
Thank you.
right, we'll get to the defensive secondary for Hastings. Darren Scott will get this target at quarterback after missing last week's game. 6 foot, 195-pound senior from Waterloo, Iowa. The other quarter, Anthony Murray having a great year for Hastings. 5'8", 175, a senior from Aurora, Colorado. Then the safeties will be Wesley Jardim, 5'11", 210, a senior from Beaver Crossing. And Ross Ostendorf, 5'11", 180-pound senior out of Gothenburg. For the Dort Defenders, the team coming in here from Sioux Center, Iowa. Again, the record 1-1, 1-loss on the season. Their quarterback is actually a transfer from the University of Iowa. Brock Lambley, 6'1", 175-pound senior out of Blanchard, Oklahoma. He's thrown for 464 yards with 5 touchdowns so far this season. His high school running mate is Levi Juggling. Juggling and Lambley both came to Dort with a chance to play once again at the college level. Levi Juggling is 5'11", 165-pound sophomore out of Pella, Iowa. Wide receiver has been Hubenhorst. He's 6'5", 200-pound sophomore from Yuba City, California. Jake Dodds, the other wide receiver, he's out of Milford, Iowa, 6'3", 200-pound junior. So some big, tall wide receivers for Dort here today. Their tight end is 6'3". That's Mark Ubarra. He's out of Fresno, California. He's a 220-pound sophomore. Your running backs, this is where it gets kind of sketchy for Dort. Keithan Drury is a local boy. He's out of Blue Hill. Evidently, he separated his shoulder last week. He is questionable for today, but he's going to be in the starting lineup. Drury, 205-pound senior. He has rushed for 116 yards. Their number one running back is Noah Clayburg. He will not play today. Clayburg is a sophomore out of Pella, Iowa. So in all likelihood, we're going to see some Charlie Young today. Also going to be some Levi Schoonhoven in the ball game today for the Dort Defenders. Elsewhere, what do we have? We have across the front for Dort, you're going to have Cody Hanks at center. William Vander Wada will be at left guard. Justin Euclides will be at right guard. Devin Eakoff will be at left tackle, and Holden Hoyer will be at right tackle today for the Defenders of Dort. And on the defense, their down linemen will basically go with the four-man front here today against Hastings College. Tyson Daldren, Logan Fanning, David Kamarinski, and also Luke De Soytail. It's going to be one of those days, because every time we do Dort, it's you get over there and all kinds of names are going to pop up here for us today. Josh Rozek will be your linebacker with Brian O'Neill and Jordan Wellen. And your quarterback on the left side is going to be Jalen Placide. The other side, Nathan Kabongo. And your safeties are going to be Casey Biker and also Connor Bausma. That's your starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings, now with 3 locations in the city of Hastings. Five Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. So we're set to go. Hastings College and Briar Cliff here this afternoon. Hopefully the Broncos have a better time with the Dort offense and defense than I had with the starting lineups here today.
You may want to just consider sticking with jersey numbers. You're going to have a mouthful all day long, my friend.
Would you just hand out rosters? You can pick up your rosters at the radio station?
Yeah, they've always got some dandy last names. They bring them in from all over, and, boy, they get they always have a lot of dandies on their team. But this is a team we laugh a lot, because this used to be a – we could chalk this up in the books as a win before they even got here. Not anymore. This Dort Defender team has really improved. Their head coach in Joel Penner has changed this program around in a couple of years. This is his third year. He's had 2 back-to-back 5-win seasons, which is a lot more than Dort has had in many years. And they've really changed things around. They've got a good quarterback. You talk about the quarterback in Lambley. I remember him last year. He really gave us fits up there in Sioux Center, so we're going to have a handful of him here. But they've been hit with the injury bug a little bit, as you talked about, at the running back position. So they're going to be a little thin there in the as far as the running game goes, and they do like to run the football.
Last year up in Sioux Center, Dort knocked off Hastings in double overtime. Remember that game, 30-23? Hastings made some mistakes at the end. Dort tied things up and then scored a touchdown in the second overtime to win 30-23. Year before that, we also played in Sioux Center, and Hastings lost 44-43. The last time Hastings won was the last time we played here, as they beat the Dort Defenders 62-31. So we've had some interesting games with this group, as Dort and Hastings will square off again here this afternoon. One of several games going on today in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Briar Cliff is playing at Morningside, so the two crosstown rivals in the GPAC will get together. We'll see what Briar Cliff can do against the Morningside. I'm kind of anxious to see how that ball game turns out. We saw the Chargers last week, and they kind of put it to us, and we'll see what they do against the conference's best in the Morningside Mustangs. That one kicking off at 1 this afternoon. Jamestown has made the trip down to Crete. They're playing the Doane College Tigers today. Dort is here against Hastings. Midland is playing at Concordia. Northwestern has a night game tonight, playing in South Dakota against Dakota Wesleyan. So that's the conference schedule. So far, there's still a handful of undefeated teams left. Northwestern, Briar Cliff, Morningside, Concordia, Doane, all undefeated on the season. Hastings has got one loss, so does Midland. And Dort, Dakota Wesleyan, with a couple of losses, and Jamestown, first full year in the conference, are sitting at 1-3 so far this year for the Jimmies. You mentioned the game time temp, 65 degrees. Temp expected to be around 70 by the end of this one here today. Winds blowing out of the south at about 10 miles per hour. So a picture-perfect day for football. We've got the homecoming activities. I know a lot of people back for the Hall of Fame induction. We've got several folks going into the Hastings College Hall of Fame tonight. So a lot of alumni back. And as we mentioned in the pregame show with Tony, these are the type of games that you like to win, not only as a football coach, but as a football program. Guys are focused, I think, on the task at hand here this afternoon.
Well, and we talk about the crowd that comes back for the homecoming games. And, again, stands are absolutely packed here today. Going to have a good crowd on hand. Again, the parking lot when I got here was literally jammed. All kinds of people around campus, all kinds of activities going on. They've had stuff going on all week. You try to get the focus of the players. Tony, as you said, tries to get their focus on football, but there's so many other things going on. It makes it so difficult to get these kids' attention and to try to get the game plan and everything put together for the week of practice. We'll see what happens here, but definitely Hastings can't go to sleep against the defenders here. You always you want to win your homecoming game. It makes it a lot nicer at the dance. I don't know whether they're going to have a dance tonight, but they've got a lot of activities going on after the football game, so it would be good conversation and good party mode to have a victory here today, huh?
You mentioned the people in the parking lot. I was not surprised to see that, but I like the smell of the food coming out of the parking lot today. There's a lot of grills going on, a lot of barbecues taking place out there. There's some good stuff being cooked up out there.
A lot of smoke down there. And, again, we talk about the people coming back here. There's one of your old buddies down there, Mike Trader, on the sidelines there with Tiger Tom McLaughlin down there. So things starting out good every Hastings College. Tosh Willingham was awarded an award here before the game got going. So, we're just a few minutes away from kickoff. Hastings will kick the football off to Dort. They will move. Dort will move left to right on your radio dial here. And again, a beautiful afternoon here in Hastings.
All right, Alex Stockdale is going to be given more duties here today as he slowly works back into condition after suffering that knee injury last week in the ball game against the Morningside Mustangs. So Stockdale is going to kick off for Hastings College here today. And the Dort defender is ready to receive the opening kickoff here this afternoon. Corey Petula is the guy who's dropping back deep for the Dort defenders. He's going to stand right around his own two-yard line or so. Noah Clayburg was scheduled to be back there as well for Dort, but he is not going to play today because of an injury. So joining him back deep is going to be Josh DeYoung. So they sit at about the two-yard line. Hopefully, Stoggs can just drill this baby through the end zone. That's always a good way to start. He's got a little bit of a breeze behind his back. Here's the kick. It's going to come down to DeYoung at the goal line. Back to the 5, center of the field, 10, 15, 20, out to the 25-yard line, to the 26. And that's where Dort will start here this afternoon. Again, the defenders, in the first two games of the season, they have averaged 41 points per ball game, Jimmy, and 520 yards per game. So it's not just a rushing team anymore. This team is averaging 274 yards on the ground, 245 yards through the air. So let's see what Brock Lamley can do here. The kid from Iowa, the transfer from Iowa, is playing quarterback here for the Dort defenders. Hastings has to have a good game defensively here this afternoon against Dort. Stop this rushing attack, or it could be a long, long afternoon. Lamley wants to throw very first play. Throws it far side. The ball is going to be tipped away. So they go right to work there. Darren Scott was back in coverage for Hastings and just threw it down the far sideline, right in front of the Dort bench. So instead of going to the ground game, which that's their forte, they go to the air. Now they go without a huddle already. Lamley is up there under center. He's in the shotgun set. Wide receiver splits out wide to the right side. Hastings bouncing around on defense, showing a three-man front here. The backers in the gaps. They'll be coming with some pressure here against Brock Lamley as he waits. There's a man in motion. They're going to keep the ball on the ground as they bang ahead for a yard, maybe two, across the 25 to the 27-yard line. So not much there. Running it right up the pipe. A couple of yards on the play, if that. Third down and 8 yards to go. Dort in their own territory to start off this football game.
That was Schoenhoven in there at running back. You talk about the loss of Clayburg. He's a big, that's a big loss for Dort. He was good out of the backfield receiving for the quarterback and also had some good rushing numbers.
Here's Lamley rolls left. He's going to throw the ball. It's going to be incomplete. Trying to take it to the far sideline. The ball is incomplete. The intended receiver is Matthew Oslak, a freshman out of California. That one was thrown wide of the target, Jimmy. So Dort goes three plays and out on their opening possession, and Hastings will get the ball here.
Yeah, Lamley with a reverse pivot rolled over the far side of the field and threw the ball right before the receiver actually made the cut. The defender was there for Hastings, but again, the ball just a little past the outstretched arms and falls incomplete. So the first punt here for the defenders.
Anthony Murray drops back deep. He's averaging about 15 yards per return. He waits for it. It's going to bounce at the 38-yard line. Murray stays away from it. Dort's going to down the football at the 38. That's where Hastings College will start. Bronco football for you here this afternoon on 1230 KHIS and also online, hastingslink.com. Husker update. They're into the third quarter now, 11 minutes and 58 seconds to play. The third quarter, Michigan leading Nebraska 39-0. Welcome to Hastings College football for those of you who have tuned away from the Huskers today. Glad to have you here. It's Hastings College in Dort. We're just underway at Lloyd Wilson Field. No score between the defenders and the Broncos. Here's a Livingston pitches the ball back. It is loose. It's picked up by Taj back here inside the 30-yard line, and he's driven out of bounds. So an errant pitch, Jimmy. That was nowhere close to Taj Willingham. I don't know what happened there. Taj picks it up off of the turf as it bounces right back into his hands. But the defenders swarm him number all the way back here at the 26-yard line. A loss of about 12 yards in the play, and it's second down and long.
Yeah, that was just an awful pitch from Livingston, unlike him. And Taj just did what he could, picked the ball up without fumbling it away. But a big, big loss there, second and long for Hastings.
Livingston throws it out of the near side. It's going to be caught here and then fumbled at the 30, but it's going to be an incomplete pass. It falls out of the hands there. The Broncos wide receiver, Xavier McGuire, he made the catch, and it fell out of his hands at the 30-yard line. So not a good start for the Bronco offense again.
Somebody wiped the football off. Must be covered with some grease. Hastings having a tough time here the first couple of plays. Now a very difficult third and 22, ball back at the 26.
Hastings moving right to left here in this first quarter of play. Livingston drops back. He sets up a little screen, and Willingham drops the ball. Boy, three ugly plays out of this Clint Head offense. Not for what we called, Jimmy, but the execution on the field was horrible. An errant pitch by Clark Livingston, a drop pass by Xavier McGuire, and a drop pass by Taj Willingham. Three plays and out, and Dort will get the ball back.
And I tell you what, Taj makes that catch. He's got a lot of real estate out there, and he had a lot of help out there blocking in front of him. He just simply dropped the football, and now Clark, a good thing he fielded the football, gets a tremendous high kick away.
It's going to be fielded here at the 23-yard line, and it's going to be dropped at the 23-yard line. Levi Juggling was the guy who receives the kick there for Dortz. It was a good high kick by Clark Livingston. It allowed his guys to get down there, and Levi Juggling was surrounded by nothing but Broncos. And Levi was dropped down right in his tracks there, and that's where the Dort defenders will start their second drive here this afternoon from about their 23-yard line.
56 yards on the punt. Good job by Livingston there, getting a nice punt away. So the Dort offense comes back on the field after a three plays and out, two pass incompletions by their quarterback, Lamley. They also had a Schoenhoven carry for 1 yard. So not a lot of offense by either team here in the early goings.
All right, here's Dort up there as they hand the ball away. Now the ball may have come loose back there, a big, big pile up. And it's going to be recovered by Dort. The ball was jarred loose as he brought the ball right there in the teeth of the buzzsaw of this defense. Ball was recovered back there by the defenders, but a loss in the play. So we have not seen the two top running backs here for Dort, Keith and Drury, the guy out of Blue Hill, or Noah Clayburg, the sophomore out of Pella. They have gone from Levi Schoenhoven and also Charlie Young, evidently going to be the two running backs here today for the defenders. And they're stacked up in the eye now behind the quarterback, Lamley. And that one is going to be blown up as well. So that's Levi Schoenhoven carrying the ball there. But, boy, he was tackled just as he got the ball there, Jimmy. Hastings defenders were just about as fast as Schoenhoven got the handoff there.
Tell you what, Austin Breading from the far side, he was on the right side of that defensive front, came all the way across the line of scrimmage, able to knock Schoenhoven down. Breading in there making some big hits already. Look at the rushing yards. Minus 12 for Hastings, minus 6 for Dort to start this football game out. Dort faces a third and 18 here back at their own 19-yard line.
Lamley wants to throw. He drops back, sets up a little screen. It's going to be caught here at the 10, 15, 20, down the sideline, 25 to the 26. That's a Schoenhoven, but he's going to be stopped short of a first down. So for the second straight time, the Dort defenders are hit with a three-play and out situation offensively, and Hastings will get the ball back. Anthony Murray will drop back in punt formation for Hastings. So just underway, 11 minutes and 24 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Homecoming day today. Hastings College campus, lots of folks on hand here at Lloyd Wilson Field. The Broncos having a guy late checking in on this punt return team. Takes his position. There is the kick, a high kick. Murray signals for the fair catch, fumbles the ball, and then falls on top of it at the 38-yard line. Holy moly, what's going on here after that first possession for Hastings offensively? Now Murray fumbles the punt, but fortunately enough, falls right back on top of it. And now Hastings with their second offensive possession. Again, the first possession, a couple of drop passes and an errant pitch from our quarterback, Clark Livingston. We'll try our luck again. Clint Head was not a happy camper. He's the offensive coordinator, and he was not a happy camper after the Broncos came off the field after that first possession. We'll see what they can do here. A little bit better field position at the 38-yard line. Clark Livingston, the quarterback, is going to hand the ball away, and that's blown up. They lose ground from the 38-yard line back to the 32. That is a Taj Willingham carrying the ball, but he was surrounded there by the Dort defenders, and that play looked ugly. A loss on the play, and a second down and long for the Broncos.
Well, you watch the replay here. Well, I thought they were going to have it on the TV here, but John Sottery, the left tackle, just simply got beat on that play. Taj had nowhere to go, and he gets brought down for a big loss. Going to be a loss of 7 on the play.
Clark Livingston is with the wide open set now, with wide receivers all over the place, backs up, throws it across the middle. It's caught by Jordan Johnson, but a short gain. He moves the ball from the 31 to the 34-yard line, so a completed pass nets 3 yards. And now it's third down and 14 yards to go. Hastings moving from our right to our left. Here in this first quarter, play no score between the defenders and the Broncos here this afternoon.
First positive play, though, for Hastings College. 3 yard gain. We'll take it. Baby steps, right? Jordan Johnson leading the way coming in this football game with 231 yards and a couple of touchdowns. He gets 3 there, third down and long for Hastings.
Livingston backs up. He fires the ball near his side. That baby is going to be hauled in. Did he stay in bounds? Yes, he did. That's Jordan Johnson again, right at the first down stage of the 48-yard line. He had to get it to the 48, and I think that's what they're going to give him. Reception was made right here in front of the Bronco bench. They're going to give them the 48-yard line, so that's a first down. So Hastings cranks out the first down of the ball game. Couple of completed passes to Jordan Johnson.
14-yard gain by Johnson, and a great set of hands and good job knowing where your feet are to keep them in bounds, and they get the football out towards midfield.
Wide receivers left and right. Here's Livingston, handoff to Willingham. Willingham breaks one tackle, breaks outside the hash marks. Now 45, spins to the 48, takes the ball to the 50 to the 49-yard line of Dortz. So a lot of running, a lot of shaking and baking out there, Jimmy, and he nets about to 3 yards, Taj Willingham. Boy, nothing there for Taj the past couple of weeks so far.
No, they've really, the defensive front for Briarcliff just owned that the front line for Hastings last week, and so far in this ball game, nowhere to run. I think about seven guys on the Dort defense touched Taz on that rushing play.
Second down, 8 yards to go. Here's Livingston. He throws it out here. It's going to be caught, but a short gain to the 49-yard line. Reception is made by Anthony Martinez of Hastings. Tackle is made in there by the free safety for the Dort defenders. That's Connor Bausma, who comes up to make the stop. 195-pounder, a kid from Kimberly, Idaho. Third down and 8 yards to go. Boy, Dort, I was looking at their roster. They recruit from all corners of the United States here.
I noticed that this morning. I was taking a peek at it again. It's all over the country.
Third down, 8 yards to go. There's a screen set up, and it's going to be knocked down. Did not even get to develop there. A good defensive play by Logan Fanning. He had Taj Willingham all wrapped up just as Taj got the ball. Fanning knocks the ball out of his hands. Fanning is a sophomore out of Austin, Texas. So Hastings able to get one first down out of the thing, Jimmy, and then we have to punt the football.
Well, that was Tasauga's man again that was able to break free from him and to get a hand on Taj Willingham there and knock that thing incomplete. So 17 yards through the air, minus 17 on the ground. No yards for Hastings as Livingston. Now he drops the snap.
Livingston picks her up on the hop, and the kick is going to bounce at the 30, 25. Fortunately enough, Hastings gets a good roll here, 20 across the 15 down the 11-yard line. Have you seen anything like this before?
I have never seen anything like this. I don't know what the situation is, but Hastings is having a tough time just holding on to the football. Livingston got that. Looked like he wanted to run to the right side with it. Just took his eyes off the football, and he was fortunate to get that kick away. Then he got the gratitude of the field turf and got a nice bounce downfield all the way to the 11-yard line.
That's where Dort will start. This is their third offensive series, and Dort has done absolutely nothing on offense so far. Now you're going to have a Schoenhoven and also Charlie Young in the backfield. They'll be stacked up in the I formation this time. Wide receivers split out to the right and to the left. Lamley down the line of scrimmage. Late pitch, and that ball is going to be knocked loose, and it goes out of bounds.
I have never seen anything like this for either team.
Yeah, this is not what you might call A1 college football so far in this first quarter. Both teams really struggling just executing plays, Jimmy.
Yeah, and that was Lamley. He had a late pitch to Schoenhoven there, and he didn't even want to field the football. Luckily, Lamley was there. Now they've got the ball back at the 2.
Here's a Lamley, rolls right side, and he's in his own end zone. He comes out and runs with across the 5 out to about the 6-yard line. So he's looking to throw out of his end zone. Finally had to run it himself. He's finally run out of bounds over here by the Broncos. Cornelius Barber, the senior from Pearland, Texas, running him out of bounds. But now look at this. Dort is back up. Hastings is definitely winning the field position war here. It is third down and long. Dort has got the ball at their own 8-yard line. Lamley wants to throw. Lamley throws it near side. Lamley completes the pass up around the 20-yard line. Anthony Murray with a tackle there for Hastings. The reception is made there by the defenders. That's Evan Dickerson, a junior from Silver Spring, Maryland, making the reception there for Dortz. They're going to be about 5 yards shy of a first down. So for the third time already here in the first quarter, Dort is going to have to put the football away.
Boy, and for Dort, minus 8 on the ground. For Hastings College, minus 17. Just an awful start for both teams offensively, but you're right. Field position is going to be important here. Murray drops back. Now he's going to stand at his own 45.
Herman is your punter. Nick Herman for Dort. Driving kick this time. Bounces to the 46. Picked up by Murray at the 39. He's across the 40. Back to the 45. Murray comes near side. Now he's got a wall. 50, 45, 40. Down the sideline. 30 to the 20 to the 15. And he's run out of bounds. Anthony Murray, a nice return. We talked about that during the pregame show, Jimmy, about how successful Hastings has been on kickoff and punt returns. It's just a matter of time between now and when Anthony Murray returns one of these kicks for a touchdown. That was very close for Anthony Murray.
Very close. 42 on the return. He picked up a couple of good blocks right down in front of the Bronco bench. And now the Broncos with some life. They've sputtered here in the early goings, but hopefully Livingston and this offense can get something going. They've got a first and 10 inside the red zone down at the Dort 13.
All right, now Neesmith is into the ball game for Hastings. Clark throws the ball. It's going to be tipped, and it's almost intercepted. Almost intercepted down there around the 6-yard line. Wow, that one was close. That was Jordan Wellen, the linebacker for Dort, nearly picked that ball off. So it's an incomplete pass, second down, 10 yards to go. Hastings with the ball down here at about the 13-yard line.
Hot potato, hot potato. Nobody wants to field it, touch it, grab it, anything. They have a tough time with both teams.
Here's a pitch back to Neesmith. He fumbles the ball, and Dort is on top of it at the 16-yard line.
Well, and I don't know what exchange down there, but Tony and Clint Head are really having an exchange of words down there. I don't know what's going on offensively. Now the offense is arguing amongst themselves. The offensive line, they've got to get this football team calmed down. They have had a ferocious start here.
Jalen Placide was the guy who eventually came up over it for Dort. So Hastings squanders a golden opportunity here in the first quarter after a nice punt return by Anthony Murray. We're in the red zone. What do? We cough up the ball. And Dort has got it now with 6 minutes and 20 seconds to play in the first quarter. 0-0 so far in this one.
If I'm not mistaken, it's 8 fumbles on both teams already in this football game both teams.
You're going to have to take off your shoes and socks here.
Chaveny.
All right, here's a handoff now as they bring it finally across the 25 onto about the 27-yard line. So Dort now working with the ball. Hastings College turns it away. We haven't lost all those fumbles, but, boy, just fumbles on pitches and punt returns and everything else. Now we bring it across the 30 to the 33. That's going to be enough for a first down. So Dort with a couple of running plays there. That's going to be Keith and Drury. So Drury is now into the ball game. He's the running back out of Blue Hill. Drury is finally a senior over there in the Sioux Center. He's rushed 26 times for 116 yards and a touchdown. So far this year, he's been banged up a little bit for the defenders. He's got one reception for 6 yards. There's a running play that's going to be stopped right there at the line of scrimmage. Austin Breading. Getting the stop for Hastings College defensively as a runner straight up the gut. Austin Breading, the senior out of Lincoln North Star for Hastings College. Breading, one of the top tacklers for this defense for Hastings. Come up with 12 stops in the first 3 games for Hastings. Now Dort looking at second down. Second down at about 11 yards to go. Line of scrimmage is the 33. Lambley wants to throw. He's going to throw it over here to the right side. It's going to be incomplete. And center to receiver is Levi Juggling. Juggling, the sophomore from Pella, Iowa. They couldn't connect there. And complete pass, and is now third down. Third down and 11 yards to go.
Juggling definitely the favorite target for the quarterback, Lamley. He come in the game, 218 yards. He likes to go his way. Again, high school teammates there. And good coverage downfield by Hastings. Brings up a third down and 11. Ball at the 33. 5:01 left to go here in the first quarter.
So Hastings trying to stop this Dort drive. Lambley wants to throw again, throws it across the middle. It's almost intercepted. Almost intercepted there by Hastings College. It's an incomplete pass. The Broncos nearly came up with that one. Back in coverage was Cornelius Barber for Hastings. Had his hands on it, but went right through his fingertips. But we'll get the ball back here. Here's Anthony Murray, our best offensive weapon. He's back here.
Tell you what, you look at our offensive woes so far, minus 17. We've only got 17 through the air, but the big bright spot has been that 42-yard return. Hopefully Murray can get another good one here. Nice high punt, though.
All right, Murray is going to grab the ball at the 24-yard line, dances to the 25, dances to the 26, and the party is over. Yeah, he's done dancing here at the 27-yard line, so a couple of yard return for Anthony Murray, and Hastings will have the ball. 4 minutes and 46 seconds to play here in the first quarter at Lloyd Wilson Field. No score between Hastings and Dort. Other games going on in the GPAC today. Briar Cliff at Morningside. Jamestown playing at Doan. Midland is at Concordia. And Northwestern has a late game tonight at 7 in Mitchell, South Dakota against Dakota Wesleyan. Hastings with the ball. First down and 10. We're at the 25-yard line. Pass thrown. Caught by Jordan Johnson across the 35 to the 37-yard line. So a pickup of about 10 yards in a play. Quick little pass here to Jordan Johnson. Tackle is made in there by Nathan Cabongo. Cabongo, the sophomore out of Plano, Texas. Cornerback for the Dort defenders. Pickup of 10 for Hastings. First down and 10 now from the 36-yard line. Here's Taj sweeping right side. Finds a little seam. Brings it across the 40 to the 45-yard line. So there's two good positive plays there. Completed pass for 10. And now a running play for Taj Willingham for about 9 yards. Hastings looking at second down and a yard. The ball just shy of the 44-yard line.
Nice gain there of 8 yards off right side. And Taj just putting his hand on the back of his offensive lineman, just kind of weaving his way through traffic. Picks up a nice gain of 8. Before that, a nice gain of 11 by Johnson. Broncos kind of got something going.
All right, here's Clark Livingston, hand off to Taj, breaks it outside the numbers, down the sideline, 45, and he's run out of bounds at the 49-yard line. Over here defensively for the Dort defenders that time was number 13, Connor Bousma, who makes his second stop of the day today for the defenders. Update on the Husker game, Michigan now leading Nebraska 46-0. They are in the third quarter, 8 minutes to play. No score here between Hastings and Dort. Livingston throws the ball again. That's a Johnson. Johnson makes another reception. Looks like they can throw that pass all day long today, Jimmy. There's no one around. They're giving Johnson plenty of room over here. And we'll nickel and dime him to death. And you say ham and egg him down the field. That was a pickup of about 7 yards, second down and 3.
Yeah, just pick him apart. That's 4 catches now for Johnson, 36 yards. The bright spot right now of this Bronco offense, as they've got the football into Dort territory at the 45 with 3:07 left to go.
Here it is again. A quick little pass out to Jordan Johnson. He tries to break loose. They hang on for dear life as they take it down to the 36-yard line. Tackle is made again by Nathan Cabongo, but for some reason they don't want Jordan Johnson to get deep in this thing. They're giving him that 10-yard out all day long.
11 yards, 8 yards, 9 yards. The last three completions to Johnson. Same play over here on this left side.
Here they go again. They throw it right back to now. Johnson has run out of bounds, but that was a nice pickup again. Dort's got to change something.
Hey.
We're just going to take it right down the field here.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Just keep running. This is an easy offense to call. They're going to keep playing off of Johnson. Now with 6 catches in the ball game is Johnson. And another 8 yards there, so he's got 53 now on 6 catches already.
3 wide receivers split to the right side. This time they're going to cross him up with a Willingham, a running play, and that's going to be stacked up. Not much there, right in the center of the defense there, as the Dort defenders will bring him down. David Kakmarinski. Kakmarinski. They gave me all these pronouncers to get through this.
Kakmarinski.
Know him well.
2 yard gain by Taj. Enough for another first down for Hastings. That is number 5, and they continue the march downfield.
Here's a Taj again. Taj puts on the brakes, now finds a seam 25 down the 20-yard line. Still on his feet, moves the pile down to the 19-yard line. So another nice gain there. So the Broncos have found something here that they like on this particular series.
Well, we're getting
the ball right down the field. Colton Vanderberg is the guy who brought him down.
Finally getting good positive yards, but the most important thing, we're keeping a hold of the football. That helps. No fumbles, no juggles, and Hastings moving it right downfield.
Here's a Taj again, a handoff, sweeps left side, 20-15 down to the 10. Taj Willingham moves her down to the 10-yard line. Tackle is made in there again by Vandenberg for the Dort defenders. Freshman linebacker from Brookfield, Wisconsin. 1:25 to play here in the first quarter. Hastings College and Dort are scoreless. Not been a picture-perfect first quarter for either team, but Hastings now knocking on touchdown door. Willingham again gets the call, and this time he's going to be drugged down from behind. Drugged down from behind. David Kakmarinski making the stop there. 6 foot 265-pound sophomore.
No gain there for Taj. Taj with eight carries, now 28 yards in this first quarter, and Hastings looks at a second and 11 inside of a minute to play here in the first quarter.
Here's Clark. He's going to throw the ball. It's going to be caught by Jordan Johnson. Spins away, takes it inside to five, down to the three-yard line. Another completed pass. Tackle is made again by Nathan Kabongo, as those two guys have gotten together quite a bit here in the first quarter of play. But now Hastings looking at third down. After all the struggles offensively, we got to push it in here. Here's Livingston. He comes out, and we got an illegal procedure call.
Clark dropped the football. He dropped the snap and had to pick it up off the turf. They show the replay here. Watch this. He dropped the football yet again, but it doesn't matter. It's going to go against Hastings College here. Johnson, by the way, all the catches are by Johnson, seven of them here in this first quarter for 61 yards. Now they change personnel. They bring in four fresh bodies as Hastings. They'll have three wide receivers out to the right side. Johnson will be the lone receiver to the left, and Taj will be off the left hip of Livingston.
All right, it's a third down. Here is Livingston. He wants to throw the ball, and this time he's slapping away from Johnson in the end zone. That was a good defensive play. Again, it's a Kabongo knocks it away that time. Well, you go to the well enough, and sooner or later they're going to figure it out. Kabongo slaps that one away in the end zone. So Hastings will have to go for a field goal. Here comes Stoggs into the ball game. This will be a 25-yard field goal attempt to try to give Hastings the lead. Alex Stoggle, your kicker here for Hastings. It'll be from the near side hash mark. Stoggle getting ready to give Hastings the lead. Ball is down. The kick is up, and the kick is through there. It is good. So Stoggle nails the 25-yard field goal. Stoggle is now 5 out of 8 on field goals so far this year. Hastings has the lead finally at the end of the first quarter. Time expires here in the first quarter. Hastings has the lead. We'll take a break to score. It's the Broncos 3, Dort nothing. You're listening to Bronco Football on 1230 KHAS.
I had some things bothering me, some pain, and doctors suspected that it was cancer. All of a sudden, I get a call, and I found out the cancer is moving to your lungs very rapidly. You need to go see Dr. Pornchai immediately. I had knew about the Morris Cancer Center, yes. I had heard some good things about it. I didn't even think about going anywhere else. Chemo is very tough. They cared about every step of the process. They made you feel at home as well as they can in a cancer center. I had 9 weeks of treatment. And then, you know, we did a couple more tests down the road with them. I mean, they said things started to turn around a little. It was, I don't know, it's hard to describe. It was like a weight being lifted. Changes your life every minute for the rest of it. I'm Ronald Faber, and I was treated here in Mary Lanning.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here at Lloyd Wilson Field. Bronco football for you here this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. 3-0 is the score. Alex Stoggle gives Hastings the advantage here in the last play of the first quarter. And now the Broncos will kick off. Here comes Dort on the return. They bring it all the way back out across the 35-yard line. That's where the defenders will start here this afternoon.
That's brought to you by the Hastings College Foundation. Now you can target any size gift to Hastings College with Bronco Boost. Go to hastings.edu for more information. For the defenders, Brock Lamley, 2 of 6 passing there in that first quarter, just 15 yards. The defenders with 8 carries, just 7 yards, 22 yards on 14 offensive plays, 1 first down. For the Broncos, 10 rushes, 23 yards. Livingston with 61 yards through the air, 84 total for Hastings on 6 first downs.
So Hastings with the lead. Here's Lamley. He's going to pitch the ball back some room, 40, 45, 50 inside Bronco territory. So he moves the ball down to the 46-yard line. So Hastings with a lead after one quarter here.
17-yard gain by Schoenhoven off the left side. Nobody home for Hastings. He's able to take it up across the numbers into Bronco territory down to the 48-yard line.
All right, so Dort moving from our right to our left here in this second quarter to play. Wide receivers left and right now for the defenders. They are 1-1 on the season. There's an inside handoff to a Keithan Drury. Drury moves the ball from the 48 to the 46-yard line. And he suffered a separated shoulder, is what they told us last week in the ball game against Doan. He was questionable for today. The number one running back, Noah Clayburgh, is not playing today for the Dort defenders. So they're down to their second-string running backs in there for Dort today, although those guys have all seen action for the defenders so far today. There's Keith and Drury again. Drury moves it to the 45-yard line. Drury had a good day last year. Remember, he ran all over. He had over 200 yards rushing against Hastings a season ago when Dort beat us in two overtimes up there in the Sioux Center. So Drury, after leaving the ranks of the Blue Hill Bobcats, has done a good job over there in the Sioux Center. There they fake the ball to him, and now the pitch back comes to Schoenhoven. He's got some room outside, 40, 35 still on his feet to the 30, down to the 27-yard line. Levi Schoenhoven carrying the ball there. He's from Hospers, Iowa. He gets outside after they fake the ball inside to Drury. Pitch comes, and they had plenty of room out there. Nobody out there for the Bronco defense. That's going to be a first down here for the Dort defenders as they try to claim the lead here. Hastings is out on top by a score of 3-0 in this ball game. Lambley might be changing the play now at the line of scrimmage as he looks to the far sideline. The play is being signaled in there by the defenders. Lambley has got wide receivers split to the left and to the right. Handoff goes to Keaton Drury again as he bangs his way down to about the 26-yard line. Well, he was brought down there by the Hastings College defense. Maurice McDonald, one of the linebackers for Hastings, and on the stop there. Second down now for Dort. They've got it at the Hastings College 26-yard line. Drury again gets the call. Drury moves the ball down to the 22-yard line, maybe to the 21. This is what Dort does, Jimmy. They're a good rushing team. In fact, they're amongst the nation's leaders the past couple of years. They're in the top five again this year.
Yeah, they finished fifth last year nationally rushing the football. Drury with that binged up shoulder. Six carries, 17 yards already in this game.
Here's Lambley who's going to throw the ball, and that one is incomplete, but I think we're going to have a penalty flag on Hastings.
Yeah, they're going to get Murray on the outside there. He had his arm wrapped around the intended receiver, and that was an easy call for the official.
Evan Dickerson was the intended receiver, and yeah, Murray had him all wrapped up, and as soon as the pass came to the far sideline, they throw the flag.
Defense number two, Kenner Bentley, Ahmed, first down.
So that's the call. Anthony Murray gets hit with the pass interference. And now Dort is going to have a first down. 11 minutes and 53 seconds to play here in the first half. Homecoming day today for Hastings College. Good crowd on hand in Lloyd Wilson Field. Dort has got the ball down here at the Hastings College 12-yard line. Lambley fakes the ball to Drury. Rolls left, throws, caught in the end zone. Did he hang on to it? Yes, he did. Touchdown. Passes are completed into the end zone for the touchdown, and Dort has got the lead. Matthew Oslak gets the reception there. He's a freshman out of California. Oslak, a big target there at 6'3". They get him the ball, and Dort has got the lead 6-3 over Hastings.
Nice pass there by Lamley. Only where his receiver could get a hold of it. It was a decent coverage there by Hastings College, but just a great pass. 11-yard touchdown. Now Dort looking to add the PAT on.
Ball is down, kick is up, and the kick goes sailing to the uprights. It is good. So Dort gets the touchdown drive. They've got the lead. 11 minutes and 43 seconds to play here in the first half. We'll take a break with a score. Dort 7, Hastings 3.
The gifts from friends and alumni of Hastings College are always appreciated. And now there's an even greater opportunity to target your gifts more easily than ever before with Bronco Boost. With Bronco Boost, you simply log into hastings.edu, then click on the Giving drop-down menu to reach Bronco Boost. Target your gift in on up to 9 areas. Give anything from athletics to theater to music. Bronco Boost, a service of the Hastings College Foundation to directly impact Hastings College students.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here at Lloyd Wilson Field. So, Jimmy, we get the field goal to take the lead on the last play of the first quarter, but Dort They're not shaken. They take it right down the field in that drive, and they get the touchdown, and Dort has got the lead 7-3.
No, and the drive that we were able to put together, you get down that deep, you've got to get a touchdown out of that. Hastings really moved the football effortlessly all the way down. They got it in the red zone, and again, we sputtered. You cannot sputter when you get in the red zone, and that's what the Hastings offense did.
Well, actually, we've had the ball in the red zone twice. The first time, we copped it up, so we've been down there twice so far, and we've got 3 points to show for it. 11:43 to play here in the first half. Dort with a lead over Hastings, 7-3. Defenders enter the football. Good kick here with a wind to the back. That's going to go sailing into the end zone. No chance at a return. Murray and Willingham are both back there. Neither one of them could do to that one, as it's a good kick out of the end zone, and Hastings will have the ball now. They're working left or right here in this second quarter of play.
Look at Hastings offensively there in that first quarter. 84 total on 23 plays, 61 through the air, and all 61, number four, Jordan Johnson. They leave him along. Him and Kabongo are going to match up again on that outside on the far side of the field now this time. So we'll see if Kabongo gives him that much room again here on this drive.
Yeah, we'll see if they're going to tighten down the coverage a little bit. Hastings went to the wall there four or five times straight with the same play. Jordan Johnson delivering there for Hastings. Now they throw the ball to the other side. Xavier McGuire, he can't come up with a catch. That's thrown off the target a little bit there by Clark Livingston. Incomplete pass, second down and 10 yards to go.
Clark's already thrown 14 passes in this ball game. He's completed seven of those, 50%. That one there, an errant throw. McGuire had to try to come back to the football. Not able to get to it. Falls to turf. Second down and 10.
Hastings averaging 346 yards per game as far as total offense is concerned. 130 on the ground, about 215 through the air, give or take some percentages there. There's a running play. That's going to be Clark Livingston, quarterback keeper, and that's going nowhere. Well, the last 2 weeks, Hastings rushing the football has not been very good. Last week against Briarcliff, what did we say, 43 yards against the Chargers last week? Really not lighting things up again today.
I don't know that at halftime we were even in the positive category, if memory serves me correctly.
Yeah, I think we were negative at halftime last week. Here's Clark Livingston. He wants to throw. He's hammered, and the ball is going to be intercepted. He was laying on his back. Are they going to give it to him? I think they are. That guy was laying on his back. That was Jordan Wellen. We mentioned Livingston getting lit up there in his pass. Goes right into the hands. Watch this to a Jordan Wellen, who was laying on his back. He makes the interception down here at the 27-yard line.
And defensively getting through there for Dort was Julius Buchanan. He put a big, big hit on Livingston, and he got up. But the first turnover via the air from Clark Livingston, and now Dort with great field position. They've got it at the Hastings 27-yard line.
So Hastings again giving their opposition plenty of chances here. There's an inside handoff to Keith and Drury, and Drury moves it across the 25 down to the 23-yard line. Well, the Broncos finding ways to allow opponents to stay in games. And now Dort is in a golden position here to attack onto their lead. There's Drury, breaks loose across the 20, out of the 15. Or check that. That's going to be a Schoenhoven in there now. So he moves the ball down to about the 13-yard line. So they continue to shuttle those running backs. Here's Levi Schoenhoven. He is in the ball game now as Drury will go to the bench. They fake the ball. Now they throw it. It's going to be caught down there at the 10-yard line. Reception is made by Levi, juggling again for the Dort defenders. But now Dort is on the move. It is second down. That was a pickup of about 5, maybe 6 yards in the play as they move the ball down to the 9-yard line of Hastings.
Dort really picking up the pace now offensively.
Wide receivers left and right. Here's a Lamley. Schoenhoven gets the call, and he's going to walk it into the end zone. He sprints toward the goal line and into the end zone for a 9-yard touchdown run. Levi Schoenhoven scores. That is his second touchdown of the season. And the Dort defenders have the lead over Hastings. It is 13-3.
Untouched. He got through the left side of that offensive line, and nobody got a hand on Schoenhoven. 8 carries, 64 yards, and a touchdown. That one coming from 9 yards. Now Dort looking to add the point on to extend this lead.
Remember, this one occurred after a Hastings pass interception. There's a ball is down, kick is up, and the kick is through the uprights. It is good. So Hastings turns the ball over in their own territory, and Dort does what good teams do, and that's a cash in on that turnover, and the defenders have the lead. 10 minutes to play here in the second quarter. We'll take a break for the score. Dort 14, Hastings 3.
5 Points Bank of Hastings has again been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. We know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
We are very proud of the 5-star designation and will work hard to maintain this level of excellence. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
All right, so the Dort defenders have capitalized on the Hastings College turnover. Broncos suffering an interception down here as our offense continues to sputter at best. This is like a 1938 Edsel that might have a misfired plug here today, Jimmy.
Well, we are really just having all kinds of troubles, and our rushing attack is where it all starts. 11 carries, just 22 yards for Hastings here in the game, and the only life of offense we have is Jordan Johnson, 7 catches, 61 yards, and Dort finds themselves, wow, that's going into the cemetery with the wind to the back of the kicker, but Dort finds themselves taking advantage of the mistakes. They lead it 14-3 on homecoming Saturday.
That's Jeff Papke. He's got a leg with the benefit of a little bit of a breeze behind him here today. South winds at 10 miles per hour. Temp was at 65 degrees at game time as we enjoy a Saturday afternoon. Broncos and the Dort defenders. Hastings trying to win their first game in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. So is Dort. They lost to Doan last week. Hastings losing to Briar Cliff a week ago up in Sioux City. Broncos keeping the ball on the ground there as they go with Taj Willingham. He moves it from the 26 out to about the 27.5-yard line. We'll give him 2 yards. We'll give him 2 yards in a play. Second down and 8 yards to go. Hastings moving left to right, north to south here in the second period. Livingston again backs up. He throws the ball far side. It's going to be caught over there. Short gain across the 30 out to about the 32-yard line. They give it to a Xavier McGuire over there. McGuire hauls it in. That's his second catch of the day, I believe, at the 31-yard line. It's now third down for Hastings. Third down and 3 yards to go. Boy, at least get a couple of first downs here. Third down and 3 yards to go for Hastings. From their own 31, three wide receivers split out wide to the right side, one wide receiver to the left. Clark Livingston barking out the signals. He's got the ball. He throws it. It's going to be incomplete. Almost picked off. Almost picked off again by the defenders. And nearly getting his hands on it again was a Jordan Wellen, who came up with the last pick for an INT for the Dort defenders. And now that's going to bring up a fourth down.
Tried to jam the football into the freshman phenom, Tyler Miller, and not able to do that. Very fortunate it wasn't picked off again. Now Livingston doing the punting chores into this breeze. Dort looks to get some pretty good field position.
Ball is picked up on the hop. Clark gets it away. Juggling comes over here. He grabs the ball at the 30. Juggling tiptoes down the sideline, goes to the 35, and he tiptoes out of bounds at the 36. So that's where Dort will start. First down and 10 from their own 36-yard line. The defenders have the lead over Hastings, 14-3. Nebraska is a trailing Michigan in college football. It's now 49-3. They're in the fourth quarter. Are we getting better? Let's see. Morningside at the end of one quarter. Morningside has the lead over Briar Cliff, 21-0.
Yeah.
And Midland has got the lead over Concordia after the first quarter, 7-0. Northwestern, that can't be right. We'll double-check this. Whoever's playing, that was Midland 7-0 lead over Concordia, and Morningside 21-0 over Briar Cliff. Those are the two scores that are going on right now. Action for the Great Plains Athletic Conference is a running play for 9 yards.
Yeah, where you were looking into your computer, the Lamley takes it for 9 off left side.
Here's Lamley again. He's going to take it the other way across the 45 out to the 50-yard line for Hastings to the 49. So Lamley goes left the first time. Lamley goes right the second time, and that's the first down. That's going to be the
seventh first down, and they've started getting some life. Only 7 yards on the ground for Dort in the first quarter. They've got 11 carries and 78 yards here in this second quarter. They are just chewing up this yardage against the Bronco D here in the second quarter.
Man goes in motion. Here's Lamley, wants to throw. He throws it. It's going to be a jump ball down there, and it's going to be caught by Dort at the 40, down to the 35, run out of bounds at the 34-yard line. Nice reception made there by Juggling. Levi Juggling doing a juggling act over there on the far sideline as he hauls it in. Hastings had coverage over there, Jimmy, but that was a great play.
Just an outstanding pass and a good catch by Juggling. Good for 16 yards.
There's Drury getting loose now. Drury across the 30, 25, 20, 15, 10. And he's upended by Scott down there inside the 10-yard line. Keith and Drury just running wild against the Bronco defense. Scott had to bring him down. That was a touchdown-saving tackle, or Drury was off to the races. He takes the ball down to the 9-yard line of Hastings. Drury stays in the backfield. They give the ball to him off again as he powers his way down to about the 5-yard line. The former Blue Hill Bobcat chewing it up here against the Broncos. And now it's going to bring up a second down situation.
8 carries, 48 yards for Drury. For Schoenhoven, it's 8 carries, 64 yards.
And there's a pass that's going to be incomplete. They try to come over here to the nearest side. The pass is going to be incomplete.
And for the Dort rushing game here in the second quarter, pretty darn good. 13 carries, 109 yards here in this second quarter.
Hubelhorst was the intended receiver that time. He was matched up with Scott over here on the left side. There's a Lamley. Gives the ball away. No, he fakes the ball to Drury. Now the pitch comes back here, and that's going to go nowhere. Back to the 9-yard line. Levi Juggling ended up with the ball on the pitch back here, but that play was ugly from the start. So now Dort was knocking on touchdown door down here, Jimmy. Now they're sitting at the 9-yard line again.
Good pursuit defensively by Hastings from the backside to get on the back of Lamley, and he was fortunate that wasn't fumbled away. And now Tony running out to the numbers. He wants a timeout, and he is hot.
Hot about something there.
Tony is hot.
Brett Gaines is out there to attempt a field goal attempt, but Hastings will call a timeout here. Timeout brought to you by Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill. They invite you in for your next timeout to enjoy food, friends, beverages, and big screens. Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill, Hastings' only true sports bar, located across the street from the water park on West 2nd Street. And Hastings will take a break, 6:26 to play. Second quarter, Dort 14, Hastings 3.
Someone once said,
if you build it, they will come.
To which the world-famous Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill adds,
and they'll eat like crazy, too.
What Bullseye's built is the soup and salad bar weekdays from 11 in the morning until 9 at night. You choose from a Lagerbill affair or pile it on. Build it your way. Weekdays, 11 a.m. until 9 p.m. with the soup and salad bar. Regular menu available, too, at Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill on West 2nd, across from the water park, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
As we come back, Gaines gets into the football. A 26-yard field goal attempt is right through the pipes. So we've got a timeout, 6 minutes and 23 seconds to play now. Here in the second quarter, Dort adds a 26-yard field goal. The defenders have the lead as Dort 17, Hastings 3.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos that they take, go to hastingstribune.com and find in the menu where it says HT Media. You can get copies of your favorites. And to have the Hastings Tribune delivered to you every morning, call 402-462-2131 to start a subscription to the newspaper or order it online at hastingstribune.com. When it comes to local sports, we've got it covered.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Lloyd Wilson Field, 6:23 to play. Jimmy, it is 17-3. Dort has scored 17 points there in the second quarter.
Hastings has been able to move the football against this defender defense, but not get it into the end zone at all. And they've really had a tough time stopping the Dort rushing game here in the second quarter. 14 carries, 104 yards. And that one there sails out of the end zone. So again, Dort sputtered with only 22 total yards in the first quarter. But boy, they've come roaring back here in the second quarter. And they've got the lead 17-3 on homecoming Saturday here against the Broncos. Tony, not a happy camper down there. He's going to visit with his defense now down over here. He's really been moving back and forth between the offense and defense, trying to get some life out of his football team.
I don't see what Hastings can do offensively. It's not really been a juggernaut for us offensively either today. Here's a Livingston going to hand the ball away to Taj, and he's going to be chopped down again in the backfield. Willingham is chopped down, a loss as they bring it outside the numbers here.
Seven.
Yeah. That's going to be a loss as Dort chops him down in the backfield.
10 carries, 20 yards for Taj in the football game. That was a loss of seven. Nobody out there offensively to even block. Taj got the pitch, and he was just surrounded by defenders.
Here's Livingston. They're going to hand the ball away again to Taj, and run the ball to the short side of the field, and he's run out of bounds. This looks very similar to what we saw last week up in Sioux City, Jimmy.
Yep.
Hastings unable to run the football, and that affects our passing game, and our offense really struggles, and I'm seeing the same sort of stuff here this week.
Yep. 23 yards in the first quarter on the ground, minus five here in the second quarter, so the rushing woes continue.
Third down for Hastings and long. Livingston throws the ball, and that one is going to be delivered. It didn't look like those guys are on the right page. Xavier McGuire was nowhere close to that one. He had his back to the ball, Jimmy, running downfield. Clark throws it to the sideline, and Hastings goes three plays and out. And now if you give Dort good field position, they stick it in the end zone again. Hastings will be, what is about starts? We have fallen behind all three games this year by double digits, and we're down again by 14 points here. There's a Livingston. He's going to punt the ball. It rolls across the 50, rolls across the 45 to about the 42-yard line. Dort will have great field position.
Boy, and a good rush by Dort there, and Livingston just fortunate to get that off, kind of a low end-over-end kick. I was watching Clint Head over here when he met his offense. He was in the ears of a lot of guys on that offensive side of things, so just not a lot of things going right here for Hastings on both sides of the football. And you're right, we've fallen behind. We've tried to claw our way back. We did in the first two games. We tried last week and gave up a big screen pass. I don't doubt we won't crawl back into this football game, but it sure be a lot easier if we get the lead, I would think.
I don't know how to play with a lead, do we?
I don't know.
Here comes Lamley and the Dort defenders back out. Great field position. They'll start this drive for their own 42-yard line. Still plenty of time, 5:03 to play here in the second quarter. And now getting through there is going to be Charlie Young. He's their third running back they have used today. And Young moves it from the 43 all the way out to the 49-yard line, a pick of a six. Hastings trailed by 21 at halftime against Peru State. Trailed by 10 points early in the third quarter against Panhandle State. Last week we trailed 24 to nothing to Briar Cliff at halftime, but now we're down 17-3 here in this second quarter. There's a running play there. So they bring him from the 48-yard line to about the 46, a pickup of two.
Tough run by Schoenhoven across the midfield stripe right off that big red H, but he picks up the eighth first down for Dort. They've got it into Hastings territory, and now head coach Joel Penner runs down, gets the official. He wants to talk things over here with 4:16.
Timeout brought to you by Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill. They invite you in for your next timeout to enjoy food, friends, beverages, and big screens. Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill, Hastings' only true sports bar, located across the street from the water park on West 2nd Street in Hastings. We'll have more after this.
Convenient walk-in medical care.
Open when you need us.
Hastings Convenient Care.
No appointments necessary.
From sore throats to broken bones,
cuts, or illnesses.
Hastings Convenient Care is open when you need us.
Open 7 days a week.
Monday through Friday, 9 till 8, and weekends 11 until 5.
Program the number in your phone so it's there when you need it.
402-463-6300. Visit online at hastingscare.org.
208 South Burlington, Suite 108, just south of the underpass.
The care you need at the time you need it.
Hastings Convenient Care.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 4:16 to play here in this second quarter. Dort has got the ball first down and 10 from the Hastings College 47-yard line. Band going in motion. Here's Lambley, rolls out, gets outside the numbers, 50, 45, run out of bounds to the 40-yard line. So Dort doing a lot of things well here in this second quarter, Jimmy. They've already scored 17 points against Hastings. Hastings scoring the field goal right at the end of the first quarter. But Dort has scored 17 unanswered points here in the second period, and they're out on top 17-3, looking for more.
126 on the ground now on 17 carries, just really rushing the football and very effectively here in the second quarter.
But this is what Dort does. There's a Schoenhoven again getting the call. This time he's going to be stacked up right at the line of scrimmage. Look at the crimson in there that time. So Hastings making the stop. Cornelius Barber, one of the guys to get in there for Hastings College defensively. Now it's going to bring up a third down situation. Third down and a couple of yards to go for the defenders. They go up to the line of scrimmage on the I formation this time. They're going to have Schoenhoven and also Charlie Young stacked up in the backfield with two wide receivers to the left side, one wide receiver to the right. They hand the ball off to the big fullback busting through there. Charlie Young brings it across to 35 down to the 34-yard line. That's the first down. So third down and short, they go with a simple running play up the gut with a fullback, and Charlie Young, the sophomore out of Colorado Springs, gives him the first down.
19 carries, 131 yards just in the second quarter.
The Dort defenders got the Bronco defense back on their heels here. Here's Schoenhoven again, gets the handoff. Somebody lost a hat. That's down there at about the 32-yard line. Schoenhoven is brought down into play. And somebody came out of there without a hat.
That's Charlie Young.
His hat is running all over the place.
You got to have your hat.
That was a pickup of 2 yards into play. We're down to 2 minutes and 47 seconds to play. This is what Dort wants to do. They want to shorten the game. And, boy, here at the end of the second quarter, they can start to work on the clock, not allow Hastings to get the ball back. And they'd like to stuff it in the end zone here to put an exclamation point on this second quarter. Lambley sends a man in motion. There's a inside handoff again as they go to work. I think that's Drury back in there now. Nope, that's going to be Schoenhoven. As they continue to shuttle basically three guys in there today. Drury, Schoenhoven, and Young sharing duties. And now we've got a man down here for Hastings College. Man is down for the Broncos. That's going to be Norman McKissick. He is down here at the 26-yard line. So we've got an injury timeout as they tend to Norman McKissick, the senior out of Chicago, Illinois. 2 minutes and 15 seconds to play. We're in the second quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Dort 17, Hastings 3.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos that they take, go to hastingstribune.com and find in the menu where it says HT Media. You can get copies of your favorites. And to have the Hastings Tribune delivered to you every morning, call 402-462-2131 to start a subscription to the newspaper or order it online at hastingstribune.com. When it comes to local sports, we've got it covered.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College football for you here today on 1230 KHAS and also online at hastingslink.com. Norman McKissick, the injured player, and he's going to walk off of the field now under his own power. Good news there for the Bronx. We got to find a way to stop Dort right here. It's a third down. Third down and about a yard to go. The ball is at the 25-yard line of Hastings, and that's not the way to do it. The Hastings jump.
Well, Ostendorf was over the line, but he was pointing at the offensive line. We'll see what they call here.
See if somebody up front moved to bring Austin Dort across the line. If that's a penalty on Hastings, that will give Dort a first down here.
15 on defense is a class from 77 pounds. By rule, sides defense number 15. That's a 5-yard penalty. Results are plenty. First down.
All right, that's quite an explanation.
Yeah, that's quite a mouthful for just somebody jumping up across the line of scrimmage. The penalty goes on Hastings, so that's going to be a 5-yard penalty. That will give Dort a first down. They got down to the 20-yard line now, so they give him an easy first down. Here's Lamley. He's going to hand the ball away, juggling on the little reverse. He brings it across the 20, down to about the 16-yard line, where he's going to be wrapped up on the play and thrown down to the turf.
Now Hastings got another guy down.
All right, so another guy is down in the play for Hastings right in the center of the field. That's Kendall Oberheide. Oberheide, he's the junior out of Adams Central, and he's going to be hobbling off the field. Looks like favoring his right ankle as he's going to hobble his way off to the near sideline. So Oberheide was playing on the defensive line all year long. He's grown up to be a big old boy, Eddie, since our days at Adams Central.
Yes, he has.
265 pounds and a junior for Kendall Oberheide.
They'd love to have him on the front line now.
It's going to bring up a second down now for Dort. Here's a running play. Schoenhoven breaks loose, runs over him out into the 10-yard line, down to about the 6. Schoenhoven carries the ball all the way down to the 6-yard line, ran over a Bronco at the 10. Finally, Austin Dorf brings him down at the 6-yard line. First down and goal now for the Dort defenders, knocking on touchdown door. They've got the lead 17-3 over Hastings, and they're looking for more.
23 rushes here in this second quarter.
Lamley waiting on the snap. He's got it. Schoenhoven gets the call. Schoenhoven inside the 5-yard line, down to about the 3 before he's finally brought down. Abdul Maori, into the stop there for Hastings. Maori, the 305-pound junior defensive end out of Houston, Texas. Now it's his second down for Dort. Time running down here. We're down to 56 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Dort would like to use up all the time here in the second period. They're not in any hurry down here. Second down and goal. The ball is sitting at the 2-yard line of Hastings. Lamley has got a couple of running backs in the backfield. Lamley turns, hands the ball away to Schoenhoven. And Schoenhoven is getting into the end zone.
Touchdown.
Yep, they give him the touchdown. He got just right to the goal line there, and he reached it just across the goal to get the touchdown. So they give Schoenhoven the 2-yard touchdown, and the Broncos are in trouble early, 23-3. With a PAT pending.
Dort with 160 yards on 25 carries just in the second quarter. They were held to just 7 in the first quarter. They've dominated the second quarter with the PAT coming, the hold, the kick, and it is good. So with 31 seconds left to go here, Hastings really in a hole again, as you talked about early in this ball game, trailing yet again for the fourth game in a row.
All right, 31 seconds to go here in the first half. We'll take a break with a score. Dort 24, Hastings 3.
Family Medical Center of Hastings is the place to go for all your healthcare needs. Their team is trained to treat the whole person, regardless of age. They provide a wide range of medical care, including acute care, routine health screenings, and treatment of chronic conditions. Family Medical Center is the area's only independent family medicine clinic. They're dedicated to providing you the best care in the most cost-effective manner. Your family's home for healthcare. 1021 West 14th Street, proud to support all area student athletes.
1230 KHAS.
Well, but the same story, a different chapter here today, Jimmy. We're down by 21 points at halftime. At least Tony's halftime speech can be basically the same. Well, we've been in this position before, guys. Last 3 weeks, we've trailed at halftime. Let's go out and get her done.
Yeah, not much is going to change at halftime. There may be a little more screaming and a little more intense conversation in the locker room. But, the Broncos, with their homecoming game here, find themselves trailing 24-3. Again, this Dort football team has really come on the last couple years with head coach Joel Penner.
Jeff Papke will kick off, and Papke, again, drills it through the end zone. So, a touchback. Coming up at halftime, we'll review the scoring in the first half. Jimmy's got all the halftime stats for you. Plus, we'll get you a college football scoreboard update. Get you all the scores from across the Great Plains Athletic Conference and across the nation today. If you're wondering, the Huskers not faring well at the Big House. 56-3, Michigan has got the lead over the Huskers. They still got 10 minutes and 10 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. So here's Hastings with the ball. Here's Taj Willingham. Gets outside the numbers at the 30, down the sideline 35, and popped out of bounds at about the 37-yard line. Michigan scored 20 points in the first quarter, 19 points in the second quarter, so they led 39-0 at halftime. Michigan outscores Nebraska 10-3 in the third quarter, and it's 7-0 so far in the fourth quarter. Jim Harbaugh probably won't take the foot off the accelerator. Here's another running play for Hastings. Inside handoff as they bring it across the 40, out to the 43, and I think Tony's going to be content with letting this time expire in the first half and maybe starting new here in the second half. We're down to 8 seconds to go. Hastings just standing at the line of scrimmage here on a second down, and actually should be third down, and about five to go, and time's going to expire here in the first half of play. So Hastings got off to a good start, got the field goal in the first quarter to go out on top 3-0, but that's the last we had to cheer in this stadium here this afternoon, as Dort rattled off 24 points in the second quarter, and the Dort defenders have the lead over Hastings at halftime. It is Dort 24, Hastings College 3. You're listening to Bronco Football on 1230 KHAS.
I was born and raised here in Hastings, Nebraska. My mom was in and out of hospitals since the age I was 2, and I lost her when I was 6. Every time I walked past that room, the memories I had with her and being with her has helped me be a more empathetic caregiver. It's an honor to be in the presence of people that took care of my mom. They made me feel always at home, and again, like I was an extension of them. I am the person I am today because of them. You cannot teach compassion. You cannot teach empathy. That's something that's just a part of you. If I can just make a difference in one person's life, then I've done my job. This is just the way that we care for our patients here and their families. I'm Megan Marble, Nursing Quality and Improvement Advisor at Mary Lanning Healthcare.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
The gifts from friends and alumni of Hastings College are always appreciated. And now there's an even greater opportunity to target your gifts more easily than ever before with Bronco Boost. With Bronco Boost, you simply log into hastings.edu, then click on the Giving drop-down menu to reach Bronco Boost. Target your gift in on up to 9 areas. Give anything from athletics to theater to music. Bronco Boost, a service of the Hastings College Foundation to directly impact Hastings College students.
The Halftime Show is brought to you by the Family Medical Center of Hastings, your family's home for health care since 1963 at 1021 West 14th Street in Hastings.
I'm Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lloyd Wilson Field at halftime. Bronco football this afternoon on 1230 KHIS. 24-3, Dort has got the lead over Hastings College. Here at the break, there's all kinds of homecoming activities going on. We've got the Hall of Fame inductees. They're going to be introduced at halftime here today. We've also got the homecoming royalty. Were you ever a king down at Superior High?
Funny you should ask. I was actually Sweetheart King.
Now, wait a minute. What's the Sweetheart King?
That's for Valentine's Day. We had our Sweetheart Dance. I was Sweetheart King. Funny you should ask.
You weren't the homecoming king, though.
No, I never was homecoming.
You were like second fiddle. You were the sweetheart king for Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
All right, anyway.
That was an also run.
Were you a candidate?
No, I never was.
Never got to that level either.
No,
so
I always watched him
march onto the field.
Watch it walk onto the field.
Like
yeah.
They're doing right now.
Yeah,
they got
exactly.
The king and queen candidates being introduced in front of a good-sized crowd on hand here this afternoon. But unfortunately, Jimmy, the action on the football field has not been very good. The hometown team trailing here, Dort 24-3.
Well, it started out just horrendous for actually both teams, Mike. They couldn't hold on to the football. They had bobble snaps. They had fumbles. They had dropped passes. They had dropped punt returns. It just was a horrible start for both football teams. And finally, Hastings kind of got control of themselves, and they were able to get some good yardage there. The one drive that really sticks out was a long time-consuming drive where they was able to hit Jordan Johnson seven consecutive times on that drive for 61 yards, but they got it inside the red zone yet again, sputtered, and not able to come away with a touchdown. They were able to come away with 3 points from Stoggs as he kicked the field goal, but just tough rushing woes for Hastings. Taj Willingham started off the season averaging almost 130 yards in the first two games. I don't think he's averaged 27 yards the last two games. He was held in check against Briar Cliff, and he's been held in check here. Taj with just 42 yards in this first half of action, but they've really stopped this Bronco rushing attack. And boy, defensively, we've had a tough time holding Dort in check. A lot of adjustments need to be made here in the locker room, but the Broncos struggling here again in the first half of action, yet in the fourth game of the season.
Hastings was down within a striking distance a couple of times in the first half, but we came away with 3 points. One time we fumbled the football away. The other time we got the 3 points. So Hastings has had their chances here in this first half, but has not been able to put the ball in the end zone as of yet.
Well, and Dort has taken advantage of the turnovers for Hastings. We had the interception. They took that in for a touchdown. They've been able to put points on the board when they've come up with the mistakes from Hastings. And again, what's really impressive is the second quarter numbers for Dort. They rushed the football 25 times in that second quarter alone for some good yardage, 160 yards just in the second quarter. So a very impressive rushing show, but that's what Dort is. They hang their hat on the rushing game.
So Hastings is trailing here at halftime. The score is 24-3. We'll get you the scoring. We got the halftime numbers, and again, we'll get you a college football scoreboard update coming up for you here during halftime on 1230 KHIS. We'll get you the scoring. Hastings scored first on the last play of the first quarter. As Jimmy mentioned, Alex Stongdahl hitting a 25-yard field goal to give Hastings the advantage by the score of 3-0. But it was all Dort in the second half of play. They came back in their next series and got an 11-yard touchdown pass from Brock Lamley to Matthew O'Slack. That came with 11-13 to play in the first half. The point after touchdown was good. The defenders had a 7-3 lead. Hastings then throws an interception deep in their own territory, and Dort made short work of that as they get a 9-yard touchdown run by Levi Schoenhoven. That came at the 10:03 mark of the second quarter. The PAT was good. Dort had a 14-3 lead. The defenders adding a 26-yard field goal from Brent Gaines at the 6:23 mark of the second quarter. The lead 17-3, and then Dort putting the final exclamation point on a very good second quarter as they got a 2-yard run from Levi Schoenhoven, his second touchdown of the day. Schoenhoven takes it in. The PAT was good, and that's the way we stand here at halftime as the Dort defenders have got the lead over Hastings College. The score is 24-3. You're listening to the halftime show here today on 1230 KHAS. We'll go back and check some numbers in the first half as we continue on 1230 KHAS.
Family Medical Center of Hastings is the place to go for all your healthcare needs. Their team is trained to treat the whole person, regardless of age. They provide a wide range of medical care, including acute care, routine health screenings, and treatment of chronic conditions. Family Medical Center is the area's only independent family medicine clinic. They're dedicated to providing you the best care in the most cost-effective manner. Your family's home for health care. 1021 West 14th Street, proud to support all area student athletes.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here at halftime, 24-3. The Dort defenders surprising Hastings College here this afternoon. And Jimmy struggling, like you said, offensively for Hastings as Looks very much like we had last week up at Briar Cliff.
Yeah, it really mirrors it very much so. Your halftime stats are brought to you by the Hastings College Foundation. Now you can target any size gift to Hastings College with Bronco Boost. Go to hastings.edu for more information. For the defenders in that first half of action, they had 12 first downs in the first half. Passing numbers, their quarterback, Brock Lamley, he's gone all the way so far. 5 of 11 passing, 48 yards, one touchdown, that coming from 11 yards out. The defenders rushed it 33 times, but 25 of those was in the second quarter. 33 times, 167 yards in that first half, 215 total yards of offense in the first half on 44 offensive plays. Again, 12 first downs, no penalties for the defenders in that first half, a very clean played ball game. Rushing leaders, Levi Schoenhoven with 14 carries and 95 yards. Schoenhoven with a couple of touchdowns in that first half. And Keith and Drury, the Blue Hill product, he ends the first half with 8 carries and 48 yards in that first half. For Hastings College, Clark Livingston, he has gone all the way for the Broncos. 9 of 18 passing, 66 yards, 1 interception, no touchdowns for Clark. Here's where we run into trouble. 16 carries, 38 yards is all the Bronco offense has mustered up here in the first half. Just 104 total yards of offense on 34 offensive plays. The Broncos with 7 first downs and 3 penalties. Leaders in the first half, just a couple come to mind here. Taj Willingham with 13 carries and 42 yards. And receiving leaders, Jordan Johnson, again, with that impressive run there and that that one drive. But 7 receptions, 61 yards for Jordan Johnson in that first half of action. But again, the Broncos not able to rush the football again against this Dort defense. They weren't able to rush it against the Briar Cliff defense. They were able to come out from the halftime. I believe it was late in the third quarter when Hastings finally got the urge to say, we better get going, and they put a good comeback up against the Chargers, and before falling in that ball game, we find ourselves trailing 24-3 here. We'll see what happens if it's the same story, second verse, or actually fourth verse, here at Lloyd Wilson Field on homecoming Saturday.
So what's the total numbers look like? Total
104 for Hastings College, 215 for Dort.
All right, so Hastings got some wood to chop. Nothing new for us. 24-3 is our score. At halftime, we mentioned the Hall of Fame inductees. They're going to have a little ceremony later on tonight. They were introduced just a few minutes ago here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Some very familiar names being inducted into the Hastings College Hall of Fame in 2018, including Lindsay Ducey. She is the all-time leading scorer in Hastings College women's basketball history. Graduating in 2010, now residing in New York, we understand. So Lindsay Ducey, one of the inductees to the Hall of Fame this year. Jeff Edwards is a men's basketball player, graduating in 1981. He also ran some track and field. That's a kind of your buddy down there in your territory around Superior and those boys, isn't it?
Well, yeah. Yeah, Jeff Edwards, brother Randy played up here. Randy, a good basketball player as well here for the Broncos.
Dave Fletcher, another men's basketball player from 1985. He's now out of Omaha. Amy Gordon, who's a women's softball player. She graduated in 1996, now out of Minneapolis, Minnesota. Kurt McEwen, another men's basketball player from the 1970s. He graduated in 1977. He's now residing out in North Platte. Allison Nichols Poline is another inductee. She's in women's track and field and volleyball here at Hastings College. She graduated in 1991. Our old buddy Travis Soucy going into the Hall of Fame. Travis Soucy in football, graduated in 2001, now residing in Kearney. Doug Sweeney, another men's basketball player from 1979, being inducted. He's out of Grand Island. Doug Weber, a 1974 graduate of Hastings. He is going in football. Jim Weber, 1978. He's being inducted in for football. He's now out of Broken Bow. Archie Vapp from the 1940s being inducted into the Hall of Fame. He was a men's basketball player and a football player. And a couple of teams, the 1977 men's basketball team, who is an undefeated conference champion and a Division I national tournament qualifier. So that whole team is being inducted into the Hall of Fame from 1977. And the 1995 women's softball team for Hastings College that finished fifth nationally in the national tournament. So those are just some of the folks being inducted into the Hall of Fame. I understand the thing gets underway at 5 o'clock this afternoon over at Keywood Gym. They're going to have a little social hour at 5 following the football game. Going to have a banquet at 5:30, but congratulations to all the inductees into the 2018 class to the Hastings College Hall of Fame. 24-3 is our score here at halftime. Hastings College is trailing here in football to the Dort Defenders. Hastings College volleyball team, they're going to be in action later on today. In fact, starting in about 40 minutes from right now. So the parking lot is already jammed, Jimmy. And we're going to have a home volleyball game with Mount Marty starting at 3 this afternoon. So Hastings College volleyball and Mount Marty will go at 3 this afternoon over at Lynn Farrell Arena. So the parking lot is going to be absolutely jammed when we get out of here at, later on this afternoon.
Hope my old buddy John Butler's got his parking vest on out there. He can park people over in his parking lot at Butler Vaughan.
Hastings soccer teams are on the road this weekend. Hastings College men's and women's soccer playing today at Jamestown up in North Dakota. And then they'll make the trip, start heading south, and they'll play at Presentation College tomorrow. So they get the long road trip that we get to make here during the basketball season to Jamestown of North Dakota. And then they'll kind of make it a double whammy as they come back and play at Presentation College on Sunday before returning probably bright and early Monday morning in time for classes. So it's 24-3 here in football. Dort is out on top of Hastings College here this afternoon. We'll take a timeout here, come back and check some scores as we continue with Bronco football on 1230 KHIS.
Family Medical Center of Hastings is the place to go for all your healthcare needs. Their team is trained to treat the whole person, regardless of age. They provide a wide range of medical care, including acute care, routine health screenings, and treatment of chronic conditions. Family Medical Center is the area's only independent family medicine clinic. They're dedicated to providing you the best care in the most cost-effective manner. Your family's home for health care. 1021 West 14th Street, proud to support all area student athletes.
I'm back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lloyd Wilson Field. Hastings College is trailing the Dort Defenders at the break. The score is 24-3. So we check the college football scoreboard for you on a busy Saturday. Action going on in the Great Plains Athletic Conference so far today. What else do we have going? We have Doan out on top of Jamestown. They are at halftime. The score is 21-0. Doan with a lead over Jamestown. Midland has also got the lead over Concordia. They're at halftime. It's 21-0. At last check, Morningside, they're putting it to Briarcliff at the end of the first quarter. Morningside was leading the Briarcliff Chargers by the score of 21-0. And the other game is going to go on tonight. It's going to be a night game as Northwestern is playing at Dakota Wesleyan. So that's what's going on in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Last week in the GPAC, we saw Morningside win over Dakota Wesleyan 66-13. Doan got by this Dort team 24-21. Northwestern over Midland 49-20. Concordia 16, Jamestown 13. And Briarcliff last week knocked off Hastings in the conference, a score of 26-14. Now then, major college football scores. Things not going well in Ann Arbor for Scott Frost and the Huskers. Who would ever thought that the Huskers would go 0-3 here in this season for Scott Frost? Nebraska's rushed for a mere 41 yards in the ball game against Michigan today. You've got Andrew Bunch rushing for 23 yards. Nobody else there. Taylor Martinez, or rather Adrian Martinez, did get the start today for Nebraska, but evidently Andrew Bunch is now playing in this ball game. 56-3 is what we're trying to say. Michigan has got the lead over Nebraska. They've got 4 minutes and 33 seconds to play in that football game. So Husker fan talk, Big Red reaction, that'll be good again tonight. You can check out all the stuff following our game tonight over on the Breeze, KOIQ 94.5. What do we got next week? The Huskers play Purdue next week. Huskers have a home game against Purdue. That'll go next Saturday. Checking some other scores, major college football going on today. Notre Dame, ranked number 8 in the country. They're having an easy time with Wake Forest. It is 56-27. Notre Dame has got the lead there. At the end of three quarters, Ole Miss out on top of Kent State, 24-17. A final score, Buffalo has beaten Rutgers today by a score of 42-13. Final score, Iowa State 26, Akron 13. In the fourth quarter with about 8 minutes to play, Ohio is leading Cincinnati 30-28. In the fourth quarter with 11 minutes to play, it is Toledo out on top of Nevada 56-38. In overtime, SMU is out on top of Navy. The score is 31-30. So they're in overtime, 31-30. SMU has got the lead over Navy. Fourth quarter, it is North Carolina 38, Pittsburgh 28. Halftime score, Western Michigan 20, Georgia State 9. First quarter score, Miami of Ohio leading Bowling Green 7-0. First quarter score, Ball State 7, Western Kentucky 0. First quarter score, Illinois 0 and Colorado State 0. Maine and Central Michigan, they're tied up in the first quarter, 0-0. A couple of more final scores to report in major college football today. Virginia 27, Louisville 3. Purdue, next week's opponent for the Huskers. This might not be as easy as we think here. Purdue winners over Boston College today by a score of 30-13. So Purdue will come to Lincoln next week with a mark of 1 win and 3 losses. Maryland winners over Minnesota in the Big Ten today, the final of 42-13. And looks like those are all the games that are going on in major college football here today. We've got some interesting games going on tonight. Number one, Alabama is playing home at Texas A&M tonight. Clemson is on the road at Georgia Tech. Tulane is playing at Ohio State later on. That's going to be an afternoon game. Also starting here in just a little bit, Kansas State and West Virginia, Virginia Tech, Old Dominion, Florida International, and Miami starting here at 2:30, as is Gardner-Webb and Appalachian State, Charlotte and UMass, North Carolina Central and Duke, Northern Illinois and Florida State, Kansas and Baylor, all starting at 2:30 here this afternoon. But again, Hastings College is trailing here at halftime. The score is 24-3. Nebraska is trailing in the fourth quarter at Michigan today, big time, at 56-3, I think I said. And Morningside now at halftime has got the lead over Briarcliff. An updated score here, Morningside 42 and Briarcliff nothing. Hastings will see Morningside next Saturday here at the Osborne Sports Complex. So again, 24-3 is the score. Hastings College is trailing the Dort Defenders. That's the halftime show. Second half is coming up. You're listening to Bronco Football on 1230 KHAS.
The halftime show has been brought to you by the Family Medical Center of Hastings, your family's home for health care since 1963 at 1021 West 14th Street in Hastings. Stay tuned. The second half is straight ahead on your Hastings link to Bronco Sports, KHAS Radio.
I was raised in a little town 8 miles southwest of here. And from my first day, 18 years ago, I loved working at Mary Lanning because of the people. My daily routine is I get in and see as many people as I can, see if there's anything special that they would need. It's just about being there. I graduated with a full ride scholarship to Colorado Art Institute in Denver, and I turned that down because I wanted to be a cowboy. The artwork that I do is very, very soothing for me, and it just relaxes me, and it lets me realize I've just been very blessed.
My name is Ron Meyer. I'm a customer advocate for Mary Lanning Healthcare.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
1230 KHAS.
Hi, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lloyd Wilson Field. So a couple of teams, Jimmy, having problems rushing the football today. Nebraska, for one, they are trailing 56-10. Hastings College, number two, we're trailing 24-3. You get the similarity. You got to rush the football, and neither team.
Just amazing. I look down here at the numbers again after what we have gone through the first 2 weeks, able to rush the football on a couple of teams I thought that were pretty good non-conference foes. And now we've really stubbed our toe against Briarcliff. We're having a tough time here. You look at the Nebraska box score, and the Huskers have rushed for a little over 41 yards in that football game against Michigan. And boy, the naysayers will really be Husker Big Red Reaction will be wild here this afternoon once they get things going.
Well, give us something to listen to after a while.
So. Yeah, it will. But, again, Taj Willingham leading the way, just 13 carries, 42 yards for Hastings in that first half of action. Just 104 yards, 66 through the air, 38 on the ground is all Hastings had. You look at Dort's numbers, 167 on the ground, 48 through the air. They had 25 carries in that second quarter. They flat dominated the second quarter. Hopefully Dr. Head and Coach Harper got together and got something planned out here that is going to work to be able to move the football against this Dort defense.
Remember, Taj had 100 yards plus in the first two games, ran for over 100 yards against Peru State, did the very same thing down in Oklahoma, but last week, not very good, and so far today, not very good, but we do have another half to go, and like Tony, I'm sure, said, we've been in this position before. Let's just go out and get the job done in the second half. But sometimes it's easier said than done.
Well, it is. And, yeah, after the first two games, Taj moving along like he was last year. He was averaging, I think, right at about 130 yards per game the first two games. And then we go up to Briarcliff, and, wow, much improved team up there. And they really held Taj in check. And, boy, they've done a good job here, just 42 yards. But, again, we haven't been able to get really anything going on the rushing game. You look at just out of Taj's the 13 carries. Taj has 13 of the 16 carries for Hastings. So what I'm getting at is we're not able to do anything on the ground here today. And Hastings will get the football to start this second half out. It'll be Anthony Murray. He'll stand well, inside his five-yard line to field this, probably not field the kick, because Dort from this end has booted it pretty much into 12th Street here today.
Jeff Papke will see. All right, we'll see what we can get done here this second half. It's not all on the shoulders of Taj. Offensive line obviously not getting done after all the changes we made here this week. Still not being able to get anything done.
I don't think we've had the same offensive line for any of the four games we've played. They continue to shuffle guys around, and whatever they've done for this go-around hasn't worked yet.
Here's the kickoff by Dort. You're right there. Drive this one out of the end zone about 9 yards deep or so. So Jeff Papke in this direction definitely has the leg for Dort. And now Hastings will have it on the touchback. Come out to the 25-yard line. Let's see what happens here. Clark Livingston is going to come back out, I think, for Hastings. So Clark will be in there. He's taking all his snaps after a hotly contested quarterback battle throughout the spring and after preseason workouts. Griffin Roberts has not taken a snap for Hastings College this year, which kind of surprises me. All right, so Hastings will start here from the 25. There's a handoff again to Taj, and they is bring her out across the 30 to the 31, so a pickup of 6 yards in the play. One of the better rushers for Hastings, 6 yards straight ahead there. Taj Willingham tackled to the 31, second down and four.
Taj did have one blast there late in that second quarter, a 15-yard carry. That's the longest play from scrimmage for Hastings. We'll give Taj 6 on that carry, second down and four, ball at the 31.
Just underway here in the second half. Livingston throws the ball on the far side. It's intercepted. Intercepted at 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown.
Boy, and Kabongo jumped that pass route perfectly. He was trying to get the ball out to Jordan Johnson. You remember in the first half when they kept picking apart Kabongo right here in front of the Bronco bench, they just kept nickel and diamond, and Jordan got 7 receptions and 61 yards on that drive. Well, Kabongo let him fall asleep there. He jumped the pass route, takes it in for a pick six, and look what we got going now, 30-3 with a PAT pending.
What did I tell you when they were going to do that, that Dort was going to make some adjustments, and Kabongo comes up with a big one right there, returns it 31 yards for a touchdown, a pick six to start off the second half of play. 4 minutes and 19 seconds to play in the third quarter. We'll take a break with a score, Dort 31, Hastings 3.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos that they take, go to hastingstribune.com and find in the menu where it says HT Media. You can get copies of your favorites. And to have the Hastings Tribune delivered to you every morning, call 402-462-2131 to start a subscription to the newspaper or order it online at hastingstribune.com. When it comes to local sports, we've got it covered.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here in Hastings.
Boy, and I tell you what, look at the Broncos sidelines. There are a lot of heads hanging. Not a good scene here.
Well, you want to win your homecoming
game.
Well,
you do, and boy, it's a tough start here, and Clark just throws a pick six. That's his second interception of the day. Livingston's numbers now, he's 9 of 19, 2 interceptions, just 66 yards, and no touchdowns here today.
All right, so we're going to kick off again here with Jeff Papke. He's got the pig teed up at the 35-yard line. Gets into the football, and goodbye. Goodbye. Wow. Out of the field here. I guess there's a slight breeze, but Papke, he's got a great leg there. A slight breeze, they say, blowing at 10 miles per hour. I think it's picked up a little bit since the beginning of the ball game. All right, what are we going to see here? Well, he's going to come back out. Clark Livingston comes back out.
Are you calling for a change?
I wouldn't be surprised to see Griffin Roberts.
We haven't seen him all year.
No, I poked Tony a little bit during pregame, if you were with us, about if Griffin Roberts is still in the mix. And he said that Clark Livingston is their number one guy, but he's not getting the job done here today. There's a running play to Taj Willingham as he brings it outside across the 30 to the 35. Not that it's all on Clark's shoulders either, Jimmy, but the last pick six probably was his fault. It was returned for a touchdown, but the offense has been sputtering for 2 weeks now. If the battle was as close as Tony and the rest of the coaching staff were talking from the spring all the way through the preseason workouts, I'm surprised that Griffin Roberts hasn't been given a chance to at least take some snaps in these ball games. But we'll see what happens. I'm not the coach. There's a handoff. That's Willingham again across the 40 to the 41-yard line. A pickup of a couple of yards on the play. Now you look up, you're down 31-3, and we are in the third quarter of play. We're not going to sit here and run the football.
No, you don't want to try to establish a rushing game now that you're trailing by this much. You're going to have to throw the football around. Taj with a good start here in the third quarter. 3 carries, 22 yards. He had that 14-yard blast to play before. Broncos look at a 2nd and 8. Ball at the 41-yard line.
Wide receivers split out to the right side. Here's a Willingham again. Gets outside the hash mark. 45-50 to the 49-yard line of the Dort defenders. That's going to be enough for a first down. Connor Bousma making the stop there. The free safety for the defenders. A 6'1", 195-pound sophomore from Kimberly, Idaho. So the Broncos on a little bit of a run now here in this third quarter.
Got a rushing attack figured out so far in 4 carries, 32 yards. Taj now up to 74 yards. And Joel Penner wants to call timeout.
All right, timeout brought to you by Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill. He invites you in for your next time out to enjoy food, friends, beverages, and big screens. Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill, Hastings' only true sports bar, located across the street from the water park on West 2nd Street in Hastings. We'll take a break, 12:51 to play third quarter, Dort 31, Hastings 3.
Convenient walk-in medical care.
Open when you need us.
Hastings Convenient Care.
No appointments necessary.
From sore throats to broken bones,
cuts or illnesses.
Hastings Convenient Care is open when you need us.
Open 7 days a week.
Monday through Friday, 9 till 8, and weekends 11 until 5.
Program the number in your phone so it's there when you need it.
402-463-6300. Visit online at hastingscare.org.
208 South Burlington, Suite 108, just south of the underpass.
The care you need at the time you need it.
Hastings Convenient Care.
1230 KHAS.
All right, first and 10 for Hastings from the 49-yard line. Taj Willingham again gets the call. And Taj moves her down to the 45-yard line before he is brought down. So 3 yards in a cloud of dust. Hastings moving the ball 4 yards there. Second down and 6 yards to go. 12:35 to play in the third quarter. Clock is running. Hastings trailing in the ball game by a score of 31-3. Livingston in the spread set. Three wide receivers to the left side. Now he wants to throw the football. He does. And the pass is complete, but a short gain down to about the 42-yard line. So a short pass there. Reception is made by the Broncos. That's a Corey Leach, the tight end. A pickup of a couple of yards, third down, and still about 4 yards to go.
You notice some of these guys with Dort, they've got yellow toes. I keep thinking I see a penalty flag down on the field. There's a defensive end over there that's got the yellow tip toes.
Here's a handoff to Taj. He's going to be stopped short of a first down. So Taj Willingham is stopped short of the first down. Maybe got it back to the line of scrimmage. And now, Tony, you got to go for it here. Fourth down and four. Hastings has got the ball at the 44-yard line of Dort, but you're trailing 31-3.
Boy, you don't want to have to get in these situations, but boy, the Broncos definitely are.
Here's Livingston. He's going to keep it 40. He's got the first down. He takes it out to the 38-yard line before he's written down. So Clark Livingston on the quarterback keeper picks up the first down there for Hastings. Moves the chains. The Broncos need some points here. Of course, we've been saying that since they hit that field goal at the end of the first quarter.
Beating a dead horse. Clark picks up 7 on that scamper around left side. Good, tough run. Lowers his shoulder. Picks up the necessary yardage. Dort had an injured player, but he was able to get off under his own power. So the Broncos with a 1st and 10. Ball at the 37. Clock at the 11-minute mark here in the third quarter.
Wide receivers again left and right. Willingham gets the call across the 35 down to the 33-yard line. So giving Dort kind of their own medicine here. Tackle is made in there by Josh Barosek. Barosek is a sophomore from Woodlands, Texas. 6'1", 220-pounder here. For Dort, team coming in here from Sioux Center, Iowa this afternoon. Second down, 6 yards to go. Ball is at the 33-yard line of Dort. The defenders have the lead 31-3 here in this ball game. Livingston cranks up, throws it down the right sideline. Jordan Johnson catches the ball to 2 and backs his way into the end zone for the touchdown.
For finally, Johnson, that is his 8th catch of the afternoon for 94 yards. That one goes for 33, and the ball from Livingston was slightly underthrown. That helped out Johnson. That was into the wind. It helped Johnson because he was able to shake free from his defender, Kabongo, come back for the football, and then him and Kabongo fought for about 3 yards, but Johnson just power backs his way in and Stoggs is in for the PAT.
All right, so now it's 31-9. Hastings College is trailing. Here comes the point after. It's up there, and it's good. Stogdall kicking much better here today, Jimmy, as he tries to recover from that knee injury last week. The PAT is good. We'll take a break. 10 minutes and 23 seconds to play now in the third quarter. It's Dort 31, Hastings 10.
All of us at Five Points Bank strongly believe in supporting our area's youth.
Five Points Bank contributes annually to the booster clubs of our area high school schools and Hastings College.
We believe student participation in extracurricular activities results in better student engagement and academic performance.
Extracurricular activities are the other half of education, and Five Points Bank supports and promotes these activities.
Get out there and support our youth by attending a ball game, a concert, an art show. Let's show our young people we care.
1230 KHAS.
Back at Lloyd Wilson Field, the Osborne Sports Complex here this afternoon. The Broncos get on the board here. So we've had a pick six, and now Hastings has come back and scored a touchdown all in the first 4 minutes and 45 seconds of the second half. So a typical Hastings Dort football game here this afternoon. But a couple of years ago, what was that score? 62-31. In fact, that was the last time Hastings beat Dort, about 3 years ago. We beat them 62-31. We've lost to them 44-43 and 30-23 since then. Last year's game was in two overtimes. There's the kickoff now by Stoggs. Returned here by Dort across the 35 onto the 38-yard line. That's where they're going to start this drive. This will be the first offensive play in the third quarter. They had the pick six earlier.
Yeah, and that's one thing on the kickoffs. Hastings has really struggled with. Granted, it's into the wind, but Stoggs is still struggling with his injured knee from a year ago. But again, Hastings not getting very deep kicks this year. The return guys are getting a good run on things and really getting the football upfield. And Dort did that there. They got it up to the 37-yard line with 10:14 left to go. Again, Broncos trail 31-10.
Brock Lamley comes back out for Dort. Wide receivers left and right. Lamley fakes the ball, throws it. It's going to be caught on a slant across the 50 down to the 46-yard line. Nice grab there by Jake Dodge, big, tall wide receiver out of Milford, Iowa, 6'3", 200-pounder. First down for the defenders. They move the ball into Hastings College territory down at the 47.
Great pass by Lamley and an outstanding catch. Darren Scott was all over top of the wide receiver.
Wide receivers again, left and right. Man goes in motion. Here's Lamley handing the ball away to Drury across the 45. Drury, the former Blue Hill Bobcat, takes the ball down to the 40-yard line where he's brought down. That was a quick run there of 7 yards. Didn't look like he had anything, but then he picks up 7 yards on the play. Keith and Drury, we watched him do it for 4 years just south of here. Now the back stacked up in an eye. Drury is in the backfield now with Levi Schoenhoven. As the quarterback, Lamley, looks to the far sideline. They've got like three guys over there in orange vests signaling in plays. They fake the ball to Drury. Here's the option play. They pitch it back to Schoenhoven. Late pitch across the 30, across the 20, across the 10, to the 5. And he takes the ball down to the 1 yard line. A nice run by Schoenhoven. Takes the ball down to the 1 yard line for Dort. They break it outside. That was a late pitch again by the quarterback Lamley. Hastings having all kinds of problems with that play. And Dort is knocking on touchdown door once again here in this third quarter.
Yeah, for whatever reason, we are having a tough time defending the option. Schoenhoven having a field day. That was a 39-yard run, first and goal, Dort.
Here's Drury. He's going to take it into the end zone untouched. Drury takes it off a left tackle. He takes it into the end zone for the score. And, boy, you just feel the air come out of the balloon. Hastings got some momentum going at the other end with that touchdown pass to Jordan Johnson. But just like that, very next series, Dort rolls her down the field and scores, and it's 37-10.
Drury with 10 carries, 57 yards. You don't suppose they give that to him the senior last game here at in front of his parents and a bunch of family, do you?
Here's the extra point. It is up there. The ball is down. The kick is up and good. 8 minutes and 49 seconds to play in the third quarter. Still a long way to go. But Hastings has a long way to go to catch up. 8:49 to play in the third. We'll take a break with a score. Dort 38, Hastings 10.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos that they take, go to hastingstribune.com and find in the menu where it says HT Media. You can get copies of your favorites. And to have the Hastings Tribune delivered to you every morning, call 402-462-2131 to start a subscription to the newspaper or order it online at hastingstribune.com. When it comes to local sports, we've got it covered.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lloyd Wilson Field, Hastings College trailing the Dort Defenders. The score is 38-10. 8 minutes and 49 seconds to play. Boy, you can hear a pin drop in this place here today. Hastings scored the first 3 points of the ball game, and then Dort rattles off 24 straight. They had a 24-3 lead at halftime. In the third quarter, now 38-10. And quite honestly, I didn't see this one happening either. Here comes the run-up and the boot, and that's going to be driven into the end zone again. So I didn't see the loss at Briar Cliff last week, Jimmy. And I thought this was going to be a competitive ball game, and I thought Hastings would have a good chance to winning this thing. But Dort has really taken us out of everything that we wanted to do.
Well, they have, and they've rushed the football, really just jammed it down our throats. Over 200 yards of rushing, Schoenhoven with 134. And Drury with 57, and you wanted a quarterback change. Now you got it after a 33-yard touchdown pass. Here's your guy in the game, the southpaw.
All right, so Griffin Roberts is going to see his first playing time of the season. He's a 6'2", 230-pound redshirt freshman in there out of Fort Collins, Colorado. He's going to hand the ball away. He brings the ball across the 25 to the 26-yard line. That was a very hotly contested quarterback battle. In fact, they had three guys going for the top quarterbacking job. Isaiah Jackson is another guy that's on the roster who was right in the mix with everybody during the preseason and spring camp. They finally awarded the job to Clark Livingston. And this is the first action we have seen from a Griffin Roberts as he hands the ball away, and now Dort just teeing off on a running game. They have no tape. They've never seen Griffin Roberts, redshirt freshman who hasn't been in any games yet. Who is this guy?
Yeah, where'd he come from? Nesmith getting the load of carries here as Taj is getting a breather. Nesmith with a couple of carries now and 6 yards. It's going to bring up third down and four. No passes yet for Roberts, but expect one here.
All right, Griffin Roberts is going to back up. He's got a rocket for an arm. Now he scampers away, but he's going to be sacked. You got to protect the guy to get rid of it, and there he is sacked on the play as they come with pressure, and it's three plays and out, and the Edsel continues to sputter just on fumes right now, Jimmy.
Loss of eight on the sack, just the pocket broke down. Not a lot of time in there for Roberts to even go through his progression, so really can't get a feel of what he's going to see there out of Griffin Roberts. A couple of rushing plays by Nesmith. Three and out. And now we got Stoggs into the football game. I didn't see Clark get injured, but Stoggs is going to do the punting here. This is kind of odd.
No, he's going to return to the punting chores. He picks that one up off of the turf, and that's going to be blocked. It's going to be blocked, and Dort is going to recover down around the 18-yard line. I think Hastings might be on top of it, but it's not going to make any difference. At the bottom of the stack for Dort, the defenders have the football.
I'm going to tell you, if anything could go wrong today, it has gone wrong for Hastings. Again, not a real good snap back there. As it bounces along the ground, Stoggs has got to pick it up. Here's the play again. But again,
please do not blow the whistle. Thank you.
But was Hastings having problems on the special teams? We've had field goals blocked, and now we have a punt blocked.
Yeah, and the penetration was there. Stoggs didn't get a good snap. He got it low off of his foot, blocked. Now first and 10 at the 18 with 6:59 left to go. Dort looking to add to this 38-10 lead.
All right, Drury is back in there. There's a handoff now to Drury as he bangs his way forward across the 10-yard line down to the 9.
Right there by number 23, Norman Kissack.
That was not a break.
Number 28, Wesley Jardine. Pick up a 9, second down and 1.
All right, back here, Dort has got it second down and a couple of yards to go. Lamley, again, gives the ball away to Drury. Breaks it outside the hash marks across the 15, down to the 10, down to the 6-yard line. Keith and Drury carrying the ball there. And, boy, Dort can really put a nail into the coffin here, Jimmy. It's 38-10 in the third quarter.
Wow, and getting close to having a second runner over 100 yards here today as Drury eclipses the 70-yard mark, 71 yards now on 12 carries and a touchdown.
Not bad for a guy who is questionable at best at the beginning of the ball game. There's a Drury slides down as he brings it across the five down to the 3 yard line, where he's covered up down there by the Broncos. Making the stop was Robert Hernandez, a sophomore out of Salinas, California, for the Broncos.
Well, yeah, didn't they say he separated a shoulder like a grade one or
grade
something?
Grade one, whatever
something
that
like
is.
That. Still doesn't matter. He was injured last week with a bum shoulder, and he's out here playing hard, running tough for the defenders.
All right, his second down and goal. The ball is down here at the Hastings College 4 yard line. And Drury again is going to get a call down to about the one. Look at the pile there. They're tugging and clawing down there, trying to knock the ball loose, jar the ball loose from Drury, who's got her locked into his body there. Ball is sitting down there between the 1 and 2 yard line now. The Dort defenders have got the lead over Hastings, looking for their third straight win over the Broncos in this series. Actually, going to put the ball down right at the 2 yard line. Third down and goal from the 2 for the Dort defenders. Ball is on the near side hash. Lamley pitches the ball back. Schoenhoven has got the corner, and Schoenhoven is going to be knocked down at the play at the 2 yard line. Good job by the Broncos on the defense out there, stringing that play along. Schoenhoven is knocked down at the 2. So now it's going to bring up a fourth down situation. Hastings chops him right down. That was Murray, I think, coming up from his quarterback spot to chop him down.
Yeah, they fake the handoff up the middle to Drury, try to run the option to the right side. They pitch it to Schoenhoven, and yeah, the Broncos, good numbers out there, a lot of crimson jerseys, and Murray did a great job one-on-one tackle out in the open field. No gain, fourth down, and now we're going to have a timeout, Dort.
All right, call timeout brought to you by Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill. They invite you in for your next timeout to enjoy food, friends, beverages, and big screens. Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill, Hastings' only true sports bar, located across the street from the water park on West 2nd Street. And Hastings, 4:05 to play third quarter. It's Dort 38, Hastings 10.
Someone once said,
if you build it, they will come.
To which the world-famous Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill adds,
and they'll eat like crazy, too.
What Bullseye's built is the soup and salad bar weekdays from 11 in the morning until 9 at night. You choose from a Lagerbill affair or pile it on. Build it your way. Weekdays, 11 a.m. until 9 p.m. with the soup and salad bar. Regular menu available, too. At Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill on West 2nd, across from the water park, Hastings. KHAS.
All right, 4:05 to play here in the third quarter. Dort now looking at a fourth down and goal. Ball is at the 2 yard line of Hastings. Dort trying to get into the end zone one more time. This team has been averaging 40 points per ball game so far this season. They're going to maybe get to that right here in this ball game as they hand the ball away. That is Drury, and he takes it in for his second touchdown of the ball game as he hops into the end zone untouched and is now 44-10. Dort has got the lead.
Boy, and again, another big hole right up the middle of that defensive front for Hastings. Nobody there. Drury just kind of hops one defender virtually untouched. Again, like you said, second touchdown of this quarter. He had one on the last drive. So Drury with a good showing here in front of his fans from Blue Hill.
Here comes the extra point. It is up there, and once again, it is drilled by Keithan Drury. Gets the touchdown. All right, 45-10. They did get the extra point. Normally, after a kickoff, we kick the extra point to make it 7 points, and they got that one to go through the pipe, so it is 45-10. So, hey, offense, defense is struggling. Producers, engineers, they're struggling today. It's all right.
Tell you what, the only thing that isn't struggling is this Dort offense. They are for real. We knew that coming in. They've been a thorn on our sides the last, 3 years, and here's going to be another year. They've got a 45-10 lead. They've rushed. They're pushing the 300-yard mark in rushing here in the game. Drury now at 78. Schoenhoven at 134. And the Broncos trail huge in this ballgame.
All right, 45-10. Not even a magician could pull themselves out of this jam here, is it? Does Tony have any magical abilities? He's going to have to put it on display here this afternoon.
Boy, I tell you what, he's going to have to dig deep into that cap. I've kind of been looking for Tony. I don't know whether he's left the left the field.
Yeah, I saw him a little while ago.
He's not a big guy. He gets down in amongst them big defensive guys, and he's kind of hard to see. But
look underneath the bench. Yeah. Yeah, here he is down here. He's talking to his defense.
Talking to his defense. That's why we can't see him. All right, Roberts back in here for Hastings. He had a three and out the last time. Didn't really get an opportunity there. Broncos first and 10 here at the 25.
All right, Hastings moving left to right. Let's see if we can get something cranked up here. Here's Taj. He's got the ball. Breaks outside at the 30. Brings it to the 32-yard line. The Willingham moves it from the 25 to the 32. A pickup of 7 yards in the play. Second down and 3 yards to go. 3:45 to play in the third quarter. Hastings trailing in this ball game, surprisingly enough. 45-10 is the score. Next week, Hastings will face second-ranked Morningside. 1 o'clock kickoff here at the Osborne Sports Complex, 12 o'clock noon for the pregame show here on 1230 KHIS. Roberts wants to throw, throws it across the middle. It's going to be caught by Johnson at the 45, breaks it outside, 50, 45, 40, 35, 30, 25, and he is upended at the 23-yard line. So a completed pass across the middle. Jordan Johnson gets another reception there, finally spilled by the defensive secondary for the Dort defenders. That's Jalen Placide on the stop there, or Placide. He's the guy out of Oakland, California. He makes the stop on the ball back here at the 23-yard line. Nice gain for Hastings.
50 on that pass and catch. Johnson now with 144 on the afternoon.
Roberts again wants to throw. Throws it to the far side. That baby is caught inside the 20, down to about the 18-yard line.
Well, Lynn
that's going to be, Lynn Cook finally gets into the ball game here for Hastings. Calvin Lynn Cook, he's the senior out of Omaha. Burke makes the reception there. So back-to-back completions from Griffin Roberts of Hastings. That was a 5-yard gain after the 50-yarder to Jordan Johnson. Second down and 5 from the Dort 17-yard line. Roberts on the option play. Runs it to the wide side of the field across the 15, down to the 12-yard line. Tackle is made in there by Josh Barasek for Dort, sophomore from Woodlands, Texas. So it's third down and a yard. Hastings has moved the ball down to the 13-yard line of Dort. And Hastings is trailing here in the third period late, 45-10. Ball's on the near side hash. Wide receiver split to the left side and to the right. Shotgun set here. Griffin Roberts waiting for the snap here. Roberts has got it. Runs the option. He's going to keep it himself. Roberts is battling, and he's not going to get to the first down stakes. In fact, he lost a yard, maybe two. Dort actually came out of there with a ball. That was a Julius Buchanan came out with a ball. I think they had to play a blown dead, and Julius somehow swiped it out of the hands of Griffin Roberts. So now you've got Hastings sitting at fourth down. Fourth down, boy, that was a loss of about 3 yards on the play. They didn't give him a nice spot whatsoever there. So it's fourth down at about 3. Ball is pushed back here to the 16-yard line. Here's Roberts. He wants to throw the football. He does. It's going to be caught down around the 11. That's going to be enough for a first down. Jordan Johnson gets the reception there. Right at the 11-yard line. It's going to be enough for a first down. So Hastings keeps the drive alive. Brought down at the 11-yard line. First and 10 for Hastings. We're going to be down inside a minute to play here when this ball is snapped on first down and 10. Three wideouts to the right side of the formation. Roberts looking at his play card. Now he's set to go. Roberts running the option play to the wide side of the field again as he takes the ball. As he ducks it inside the 10 down to about the 8-yard line. Tackle is made in there by Nick Bry for the Dort defenders. Backup defensive lineman, a senior out of Sioux Center, a local boy over there in the Hawkeye State. Second down and 6 yards to go. The ball is sitting at the 8-yard line of Dort. 30 seconds to play in the third quarter. Man goes in motion to the far side of the field. Roberts wants to throw. He swings it out. He's going to be grabbed by Taj at the 5. He's in the end zone. Touchdown. There's the first career touchdown for Griffin Roberts, the redshirt freshman out of Fort Collins, Colorado. He swings it out here to Taj Willingham, and Taj takes it into the end zone for the score.
Roberts, a hot start here. 4 of 4 passing. He hit a 50-yarder to Johnson on this drive, and that one there, just a beautiful pass as Tosh came out of the backfield. He kind of had to float it up and get it way ahead of the defender there, and Tosh just ran right underneath it, caught it about the 9-yard line, took it in, and the Broncos tack a 6 on. Stoggs in for the PAT.
19 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Here comes the point after, and it is good, so that gives Hastings a little bit something to cheer about here in the third quarter. 16 seconds to play in the third. Dort has got the lead. Is Dort 45, Hastings 17. You're listening to Bronco Football.
Convenient walk-in medical care.
Open when you need us.
Hastings Convenient Care.
No appointments necessary.
From sore throats to broken bones,
cuts, or illnesses,
Hastings Convenient Care is open when you need us.
Open 7 days a week.
Monday through Friday, 9 till 8, and weekends 11 until 5.
Program the number in your phone so it's there when you need it.
402-463-6300. Visit online at hastingscare.org.
208 South Burlington, Suite 108, just south of the underpass.
The care you need at the time you need it.
Hastings Convenient Care.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here in Hastings. It's 45-17 now. Dort has got the lead. For some reason, that just kind of popped in my mind when I was doing my pregame this week with Tony to maybe poke the bear and see how the quarterback situation was going, and we got to see it today. Hey, nothing to do with what I had to say, but maybe it did.
Yeah, 4-for-4 passing on that drive, 68 yards, a 7-yard touchdown pass, all set up by a 50-yard pass to Johnson. Johnson, by the way, 150 yards on 10, catches and Stoggs is into the pig.
It's going to come down to the 10-yard line against the wind, so they're quickly back to the 20, out to the 30-yard line to the 31, and that's where Dort will start at the 31-yard line. Josh DeYoung bringing the ball back there for the defenders. Now a couple of stops defensively would work wonders here, Jimmy.
Well, it would definitely help things out with 9 seconds left to go. The Broncos trailing big in this game, 45-17. We haven't been able to stop the rushing attack here since the first quarter. Keep in mind, Dort had just 8 carries and 7 yards in the first quarter. Since then, they've racked up 243 yards. They had 25 carries and 160 yards in just the second quarter.
That's what they do.
They do. They run it, and they run it well. Now what do we got with 9 seconds left? We got a timeout, Dort.
All right, so Dort wants to call a quick timeout. We'll just keep it right here. This could be a short timeout. Dort, 274 yards per ball game rushing is what they averaged in their first two ball games, 245 yards passing. So Dort putting up some 520 yards of total offense in their first two victories here this year over, well, they got one victory and one loss. They lost to Doan last week, and they beat Waldorf in a non-conference affair to start the season. So now Dort might be trying to design something here with the final play, the third quarter, Jimmy, with their wind behind their back. It is gusting a little bit past 10 miles an hour. So if they're going to pull something out, they might want to do it here in this last play of the third quarter before we switch ends, and it'll be into the wind and probably working the clock in the fourth quarter. So Lamley comes back out. He's got the offense set up here. First down and 10. Line of scrimmage is the 32-yard line of Dort. This is their own 32. They're going to come out with the wide receivers split to the left and right. This will be a shotgun set. You're going to have a I think that's Drury in the backfield now as they continue to shuttle their two or three running backs. They hand the ball away. That's going to be Schoenhoven. Schoenhoven brings the ball across the 35, stumbles his way to the 39-yard line, and that is the end of the third quarter of play. So they pick up 7 yards on a running play to Levi Schoenhoven, and when we come back, Dorn will be looking at second down and 3 yards to go. So 3 quarters in the books. Hastings College football action here this afternoon. After three, it is Dort 45, Hastings 17.
I'm from Hastings, Nebraska. I've been here several generations. My grandmother was the youngest of 11, and she was the first of those 11 to be born here at Mary Lanning. Both of my parents were born at Mary Lanning, as was my brother and I. So, yeah, Mary Lanning's always been very important to our family. I went off to medical school, and I discovered my passion for surgery. And when a couple of the surgeons here in town retired, I was able to come home and bring my family.
I've always loved Hastings. These are the people that helped raise me as a small community. It's your family, it's your friends, it's your neighbors. And having such supportive people around you just makes your life more meaningful. I'm very proud to be able to take care of people here.
I'm Shelley Ferris, General Surgeon with Mary Lanning Healthcare.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
1230 KHAS.
All right, as we come back to the start of the fourth quarter, Dort continues to hammer the ball on the ground. That's a Schoenhoven again. He brings it up to about the 46-yard line, picks up another first down for the defenders.
That's brought to you by the Hastings College Foundation. Now you can target any size gift to Hastings College with Bronco Boost. Go to hastings.edu for more information. Stats, well, now we got jumping off sides, I think, for Hastings College. I'll get to your numbers real quick. So far in the ballgame, Dort, Lamley, 6 of 12 passing, 63 yards, one touchdown in the game. The defenders with 43 carries, 243 yards, so 306 of total offense, 16 first downs for Dort in the ballgame. For Hastings College, the two quarterbacks, 15 of 25, 136, and two touchdowns, in the ballgame. And 31 carries, 95 yards for Hastings, so 231 on 56 offensive plays. 14 first downs, 4 penalties in the ball game, and Griffin Roberts, 4 of 4 passing since he's come in, 68 yards and a touchdown.
All right, the penalty goes against Hastings for being offsides. That'll bring the ball across the 50-yard line to the 48 of Hastings. First down and 5 for the defenders. Dort has got the lead 45-17 over Hastings. Inside handoff again across the 45, down to the 42-yard line. Going to be enough for another first down for the defenders. You know it's coming, Jimmy. You just can't stop it.
Well, I tell you, they have not been able to all night and or all afternoon, whether it's Drury or Schoenhoven. They have really done a nice job. And give credit where credit's due. That offensive line has really done a nice job giving those two individuals some big holes.
All right, first down and 10 now for Dort. Nose of the football is at the Hastings College 40-yard line. Again, the Broncos moving up front does not draw the penalty flag this time. Lamley taking all the time in the world here as he might be changing the play again. Lamley hands the ball away. Schoenhoven's got a hole right up the gut across the 35 to the 30 down to the 29-yard line of Hastings. Well, if he's checking into those plays, he's making the right check, the right reads, and he's just going right at the Hastings College defense. They're going to spot the football right at the 30-yard line.
18 first downs now for Schoenhoven. 20 carries, 166 yards. That was good for 11, and the football down to the 30-yard line of Hastings. 13:22 left to go here in the game.
Ball's on the far side hash mark. A lot of green turf here to the right side where they send a man in motion to this side. There's a Schoenhoven again, bounces off of a man across the 25, breaks outside 20, 15, 10, and he's run out of bounds down around the 6 or 7 yard line. Good hard running here by these running backs from Dort. He's going to have enough for the first down and more. Wesley Jardim comes out for the field. He loses a hat. He'll have to sit out a play here. In the meantime, Dort has got the ball down here at the Hastings College 7-yard line.
And it helps when you can't tackle real well. Hastings having a tough time bringing these physical backs back down. 190 now for Schoenhoven.
Schoenhoven across the 5-yard line, and Schoenhoven takes the ball into the end zone for the touchdown. That was too easy. That was absolutely too easy as Schoenhoven takes it in from 6 yards out, and Dort has put up 50 points on the Hastings College defense. They now lead Hastings 51-17.
Oh, my goodness. Schoenhoven with a second touchdown of the afternoon. He had one of 9 earlier in this ball game. That one from 6. Now his numbers, 22 carries, 196 yards. And the one-point conversion coming.
Here comes the extra point. It is up there, and the kick is good. Schoenhoven had only 19 carries for 128 yards coming into the football game today in 2 games. He's got nearly 200 yards against Hastings in his outing here this afternoon. 12:43 to play in the football game. We'll take a break with a score. Dort 52, Hastings 17.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos that they take, go to hastingstribune.com and find in the menu where it says HT Media. You can get copies of your favorites. And to have the Hastings Tribune delivered to you every morning, call 402-462-2131 to start a subscription to the newspaper or order it online at hastingstribune.com. When it comes to local sports, we've got it covered.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco football for you today here on 1230 KHAS, brought to you in part by Five Points Bank of Hastings, Mary Lanning Healthcare, Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill, Family Medical Center of Hastings, by the Hastings Tribune, by Hastings Convenient Care, and by Hastings College Foundation. Homecoming here today. Hall of Fame Day here today on campus. And the Bronco football team losing to Dort 52-17 as the kickoff is going to be a short kick, but it's going to be on the sidelines over there. And somebody took a big shot right at the end of the play. Hey, you don't want to do that right in front of the Dort bench. Yeah, there's going to be some frustrations here, I'm sure, for the final 12 minutes of this, and you don't want to get into it with your opposition in front of their bench.
Not really. When the whole team starts coming down there, that's not a real good deal. Now there's some additional jawing, so the officials, I'm sure, going to step in. I do not have Dort for one penalty in this ball game. On the official stat sheet I was handed at halftime, they didn't have a penalty. I've got Hastings for just four, but I expect maybe some things to get chippy here. We'll see Griffin Roberts back out there again. Remember, Roberts on the last drive, 4-4, 68 yards, and a 7-yard touchdown.
All right, Hastings moving right to left here in this fourth quarter, breaking outside 45 to the 50, inside Dort territory to the 49-yard line. That's Taj Willingham. So his afternoon is not over yet. Taj carries the ball for the first down and four. Strikes up the band here with 12 and a half minutes to play in this contest.
15 first downs for Hastings on the afternoon. Taj, he gets over 100 yards now. 22 carries, 108 yards, 20 on the carry off left side. Near side hash, Roberts and the Broncos at midfield.
All right, Griffin backs up. The left-hander is going to air it out down the right sideline, and he throws that one too far.
Wow.
Intended receiver, Xavier McGuire. They really like the arm, and you just saw it right there from Griffin Roberts, but you got to connect. He just threw it down the right sideline. He's got the wind to his back here, so probably the Fort Collins, Colorado guy still trying to judge the Nebraska wind velocity.
Yeah, he's used to throwing out there in thin air. He gets around here, of course, although the humidity is gone. Nice cool afternoon here. Boy, he aired one out, though. That's a big gun there.
All right, here's Roberts again. Hands them all away to Taj as he backs across the 47, still on his feet to the 45, and it takes like five or six white shirts to bring him down. Russell down to the turf. Tackle is made by Jordan Wellen. Again, the sophomore out of Brent, Iowa, and others. Third down and 5 yards to go.
Band still into the game. 5-yard carry. Tough running by Taj. That cat, he don't like to go down. He's put together. That was a hard five earned yards.
Willingham now goes in motion out to the far side. There's a pass by Roberts. It's going to be incomplete. Does that draw a flag? It does not. Hastings a little slant across the middle. Some contact made. No penalty flag down. But now it's going to bring up a fourth down situation. Fourth down and five. Broncos going to punt it away. I think so. We're going to punt her away with a 52-17 score. 11 minutes and 30 seconds to play here in this fourth quarter. So Hastings next week, second-ranked Morningside will be in town. 1 o'clock kickoff, 12 o'clock noon for the pregame show. Here's Stoggs. He gets into the football. Had one blocked earlier today. Juggling will make the reception down there at the 14-yard line, and that's where Dort will start. First down and 10 on their 14. We'll see what they elect to do with their quarterbacking situation. Sawyer Prinz is their backup. They've got listed on the 2-deep, number 8. So we'll see if Lamley comes back out or Joel Penner goes to the bench here with 11 minutes and 23 seconds to play. Yeah,
a lot of time left. Boy, this Dort team coming in, they were averaging 245 through the air, only 63, but they're well above their 274 average on the ground game.
So here's a inside handoff and running the football across the 20, out to the 22-yard line. They actually have another quarterback in there, but it's Tyler Reynolds. Tyler Reynolds, a 5'10", 200-pound freshman from Yuba City, California, is out there now.
Tell you what, whoever recruited him did a great job. How do you get some of these kids from California and Florida and whatnot to come into Sioux Center, Iowa?
Well, you just look up and down their rosters.
They're all over.
From Florida, we saw Texas, Michigan, California, Idaho. Michigan, yep, South Dakota, Wyoming, Virginia, Washington State. There's an injury out there, so they're going to attend to him. Oklahoma, Arizona, Nebraska. What else we got here? Wisconsin, Georgia, Tennessee, Colorado, Illinois. Idaho.
They're from all over.
Let's see. Anybody else down here? I mentioned Florida. We got a bunch of California guys. You get the picture. And then Iowa, of course, and on down the line, Maryland, I see in there. Maryland is in there. And number 99 on the list is a guy from Minnesota.
Yeah, well, there you go.
So you got about, 15 states in there.
Boy, a bunch of them. Got a penalty flag down. Anthony Murray was the injured Bronco. So we're going to have offside on Hastings. I've got him for 5 penalties. I still have yet to have Dort, unless I missed one somewhere, Dort with a penalty in the ball game. It's going to be a fresh set of downs here given to Dort. That'll be first down number 20 unofficially. And the clock continues to move here at 10:50. It cannot move quick enough.
It's like a snail's pace here. We got all these penalties and stoppage of play. 10:45 to play. Hastings is trailing this ball game, busting through there again, a big hole, 35, 40, 45 to the 46-yard line. So now Dort has got some second teamers as well in there running for the defenders in this ball game. That's going to be Charlie Young, his guy running the football there. Young, the sophomore out of Colorado Springs. First down and 10 for the defenders. The ball is sitting at the 45 of Dort. The defenders moving from our left to our right, north to south here at a quiet Osborne Sports Complex. Lloyd Wilson Field here this afternoon. Hand off again to Young, breaks a tackle. 50, 45 down to the Hastings 43-yard line. Another first down. So second-tier defense for the Broncos, missing some tackles as well, Jimmy, and this is all going to show up on the film this week when you watch it.
Still doesn't matter. It's when Tony always talks about it's the next man up. These are the guys that are going to be filling in for the starters if need be, and, boy, nobody has an answer. Nobody can drag a running back down. Very poor tackling. Now Dort with over 330 rush yards here today. They are just running through us like a hot knife through butter.
First down and 10 from the 44-yard line of Hastings. Again, they hand it away again. They're just going straight ahead. Charlie Young moves it across the 40 down to the 37-yard line. You're starting to sound like somebody else that was in this situation last year when their team was not faring very well, and he whined all the way to the end. You're starting to sound like him.
343 yards of rushing now for Dort in the football game.
Second down and 4 yards to go. Ball is down here at the Hastings College 38-yard line. Reynolds is your quarterback in there. Tyler Reynolds, freshman from California. Wide receiver split to the left and to the right on second down. They'll just keep the ball on the ground. That's Charlie Young again. Young brings it across the 35 down to the 34-yard line. Coming up after the ball game, we'll have our player of the game. It's Jimmy's turn to do the coach's post-game show, so we'll have that later on tonight. And then we'll have the fifth quarter. All the scores from across the Great Plains Athletic Conference and across the nation today with the fifth quarter. That's all yet to come before we get out of here. 8:22 to play here. In the fourth quarter, Hastings trailing by a score of 52 to 17. Man comes in motion to the near side. Reynolds hands it away again. That's going to be Young. Young is going to have the first down as he plows his way down to the 30-yard line. I don't know what it is. Every time we don't have a very good outing, it's your turn to do the post-game show with Tony. So he'll be looking forward to spending a little time with you later on after this broadcast.
You did that to me with the last coach several years ago, and that's why you had to purchase me a new set of headphones.
First down and 10. Dort again is on a move here, and they're making it look easy.
23 first downs.
They got the ball down here at the Hastings College 30. They fake the handoff, and look at this. Reynolds breaking outside across the 25 down to the 23-yard line. So Tyler Reynolds breaks it outside, and nobody out there for Hastings. Finally, Reynolds is knocked out of bounds over there. They're going to mark the football at the 22.
Well, they've done everything between the tackles. Then they surprise the Broncos and go with the sweep around the outside quarterback keeper. And now Dort, for whatever reason, really clicked to the line of scrimmage. They want more. Joel Penner's not happy with 52.
Well, this is their second unit. They want to see if they can get into the end zone. I would, too. I would, too, if I was playing on the second unit. There's a handoff to number 38, Charlie Young, spins in a hole and falls forward to the 20-yard line. A lot of these guys, the freshmen and sophomores, playing for Dort. Tell you what, they've done a good job over in the Sioux Center. This used to be the cellar dwellers of the Great Plains Athletic Conference. And like Jimmy said earlier, you could usually mark up a win when you play these guys. Not anymore, much like Briarcliff. Briarcliff, a good football team we saw last week. And now Joel Penner has got a pretty good football team here at Dort. Is going to go to 2-1 on the season, 1-1 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. There's a handoff to Charlie Young again. Hastings is going to go to 0-2 in the conference after losing to Briarcliff last week and to Dort today. And then we've got Morningside, the nation's second-ranked team, coming in here next week. We'll have to give them a map because they don't come down here too often. They, you know, you seem to juggle the schedules about the time that Morningside is scheduled to come down here, and then we go back up to Sioux City. So they haven't been down here a whole lot in the last 10 to 15 years, but we'll get Steve Ryan and the crew a map, and we'll see those guys next Saturday. Here's Reynolds. He fakes the inside handoff, and the Broncos come with some pressure from behind and finally chase him down, Austin Breading. Yeah, Breading shows a little speed there. They fake the inside handoff, and Reynolds was going to try to come out here on the edge. And Austin Breading, a big 245-pound senior nose tackle, brings him down from behind. Good job there by Breading for Hastings.
Yeah, Breading, I tell you what, put him on the other side, carry the football. He'd be a big guy busting through there, showing some good wheels, getting to the quarterback. Couple of yard loss, third down and 9 here, ball back at the 19.
Man goes in motion. Reynolds hands the ball away. That's Young again. Young to the 17-yard line. Austin Breading again under the tackle for Hastings College defensively. That one's fourth down. I think here comes the field goal team in. Joel Penner not wanting to take any chances here with 4 minutes and 50 seconds to play in this fourth quarter. Yeah, here comes the field goal team in. They're going to put the ball down at the 24-yard line, so this will be a 34-yard field goal attempt.
He's got plenty of leg into this breeze. We've seen him kick it real good all day long.
So this is Brent Gaines with a field goal. Ball is down. The kick is up. And the kick is going to be good. So they tack on a 34-yard field goal here in the fourth quarter for Dort. 4 minutes and 24 seconds to play in the ball game. We'll take a break with a score. Dort 55, Hastings 17.
Convenient walk-in medical care.
Open when you need us.
Hastings Convenient Care.
No appointments necessary.
From sore throats to broken bones,
cuts or illnesses,
Hastings Convenient Care is open when you need us.
Open 7 days a week.
Monday through Friday, 9 till 8, and weekends 11 until 5.
Program the number in your phone so it's there when you need it.
402-463-6300. Visit online at hastingscare.org.
208 South Burlington, Suite 108, just south of the underpass.
The care you need at the time you need it.
Hastings Convenient Care.
1230 KHAS.
Well, earlier today in Ann Arbor, Michigan, Nebraska lost to Michigan 56-10. And today in Hastings, it's now 55-17. Hastings is trailing the Dort Defenders here this afternoon. 4 minutes and 24 seconds to play here in this one. So Hastings is going to go to 2-2 on the season. They're now going to be 0-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference as we get ready to play again next Saturday. 1 o'clock for the kickoff against Morningside. 12 o'clock noon will be the pregame show here on 1230 KHAS. There's another short kick. Hastings signals for the fair catch for down here around the 28 or 29-yard line, and that's where Hastings will start. Griffin Roberts is going to come back out. This will be his third series for Hastings.
Second series was pretty good. He was 4 of 4, 68 yards, guided him downfield for a touchdown, but he was 0 of 2 on the last set of downs. Tosh Willingham with 113 yards unofficially. Jordan Johnson with 150 receiving. So a couple of good efforts out of a couple of guys, but going down is a loss.
Here's Roberts. He throws the ball on the far side. He's going to be caught over there at the 40-yard line. He brings it across the 40 to about the 43. That's Jordan Johnson. So you can tack on a few more yards right there. Jordan Johnson gets the reception. That's going to be a first down for Hastings. 4-10. Remaining in the ball game. Hastings trailing 55-17 here in the ball game. There are wide receivers out to the left side. Roberts hands the ball away. That's going to be Taj with the ball, and Taj is chased down from behind. Brought down at the 44-yard line. Tackle is made in there by the defenders. Now they've got some second and third teamers into the ball game as well. That's a Dalton Heimkamp. Making the stop there, a reserve linebacker out of Carroll, Iowa. Pick up 1 yard in the play for Taj. Second down and 9. Ball is at the 44-yard line. Here's Taj again. Across the 45, changes directions, and moves it to the 49-yard line before he's brought down. He's now looking at a third down situation. So I think if you're Tony, the troops here, you got to look yourself in the mirror after this one, Jimmy. In fact, the last 2 weeks, we still got a long way to go in this season, but it could turn sour here real easily if the Broncos are not focused on what they got going here.
Two ways it can go.
Yep. Here's Taj Willingham again breaking outside the numbers all the way to the sidelines, and he's going to be brought down at the 48-yard line. So going to be far short of the first down as he couldn't quite turn the corner over there right in front of the Dort bench. And Hastings will have to punt the football away. Here comes Stoggs out to do some punting again with 2.5 to play.
And I'm not saying it's impossible because there's teams getting upset every weekend. But with next week's opponent coming in, if you're looking for a momentum or a confidence boost, it's probably not the team that you want to try to
get well against.
No.
No. We're going to have to play a lot better than we have the last 2 weeks to stay in the ball game next week. There's the punt by Stoggs that's going to hit at the 5-yard line and is going to get into the end zone for the touchback. So Dort will have it one more time. No need for Hastings to stop the clock. Hastings has got 3 timeouts, but we're down 55-17, and barring a long run here, that's probably going to be your final score here this afternoon. Surprising. Did not see this one.
No, I really didn't either. I thought the Broncos would bounce back a lot better, a lot tougher than that performance last week up in Sioux City. Again, that's a much improved Briar Cliff, but boy, we've said that to all the teams in the GPAC now. There's not a cellar dweller, and we just don't want to be the ones in Crimson to be at the bottom of the charts, but unfortunately, 0-2 start here, we will be.
Here's an inside handoff again as Dort's is going to work the clock. So congratulations to Joel Penner and the Dort defenders. For the third year in a row, they have beaten Hastings College here. And that's not going to sit well with
no one.
Bronco faithful here. Second down and 9. Ball is at the 23-yard line. It should be about second down and 7. The ball is sitting at the 23-yard line. This is Reynolds, your quarterback for Dort. He's just running all the time off of the play clock. He's got it right in his face here as he looks at the Bronco defense, going to send a man in motion and hand the ball away again. And not much there. They're just winding out the clock. So Hastings is going to go to 2-2 on the season, 0-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Dort is now 2-1 on the season. They are 1-1 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference after this one. Again, we'll get you all the scores from the Great Plains Athletic Conference and across the nation coming up on our fifth quarter football scoreboard show following our Bronco post game here on 1230 KHIS. Reynolds just standing out there watching the clock click down in the end zone. We're down to 50 seconds to go now. Reynolds has got the ball, and now he fakes it inside. He's going to run it himself. 30, brings it to the 34-yard line. He got some good wheels, fakes the ball up inside. That was to number 38, Charlie Young, and he took it around the right end. Lane Dicely in the last stop there for Hastings, the product from Blue Hill. So a couple of Blue Hillites playing in this football game, one for each team. And now Dort is just going to sit on the ball, and that's going to be the last snap of this football game. So Dort is going to win it here this afternoon. We don't have the opportunity to hear the Broncos sing to the crowd here today. They're going to be ushered into the locker room, and they're going to have a conversation with the coaches instead. So this one is all over. The Dort defenders, surprisingly easy here this afternoon as they beat Hastings by a score of 55-17. We'll come back with the final numbers right after this.
The gifts from friends and alumni of Hastings College are always appreciated. And now there's an even greater opportunity to target your gifts more easily than ever before with Bronco Boost. With Bronco Boost, you simply log into hastings.edu, then click on the Giving drop-down menu to reach Bronco Boost. Target your gift in on up to 9 areas. Give anything from athletics to theater to music. Bronco Boost, a service of the Hastings College Foundation to directly impact Hastings College students.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, safe, strong, and growing. Back in September of 2000, we opened for business at 4th and St. Joe with a staff of five. Now we have three banking locations, over 45 employees, and have grown to become the largest locally owned bank in Hastings.
Since our opening, we've listened to you and responded by providing high-quality customer service, new banking technology, and provided support to many community organizations. We appreciate your support and look forward to continuing as the better bank in Hastings.
Family Medical Center of Hastings is the place to go for all your healthcare needs. Their team is trained to treat the whole person, regardless of age. They provide a wide range of medical care, including acute care, routine health screenings, and treatment of chronic conditions. Family Medical Center is the area's only independent family medicine clinic. They're dedicated to providing you the best care in the most cost-effective manner. Your family's home for healthcare. 1021 West 14th Street, proud to support all area student athletes.
1230 KHAS.
All right, so the Dort defenders come in here from Sioux Center, Iowa, and beat the Hastings College Broncos a third straight year. Today it was 55-17. Dort had a big second quarter, and they kept the pressure on the Broncos, and Hastings drops one 55-17 here today. We'll get you the scoring. We got all the numbers for you. We got the coaches' post-game show. And the fifth quarter all yet to come. So stay with us here on Bronco postgame coverage on 1230 KHIS and online at hastingslink.com. Hastings actually scored first in this ball game. They went the entire first quarter, but finally they got a 25-yard field goal from Alex Stongel to go out on top 3-0. It was not a very good first quarter by either team. We had numerous fumbles, miscues. Finally, Hastings getting the 25-yard field goal to make it a 3-0 ball game. But then Dort scores 24 points in the second quarter. They get an 11-yard touchdown pass from Brock Lamley to Matthew Oslack to make it a 7-3 ball game. Hastings then suffers an interception. Dort able to take advantage of that as they got a 9-yard touchdown run from Levi Schoenhoven, who ran all over the Broncos today. That made the score 14-3 in favor of Dort. The defenders then adding a 26-yard field goal from Brent Gaines to make it 17-3. And just before halftime, Schoenhoven took it in from 2 yards out. Hastings trailed 24-3 at halftime. Third quarter, Nathan Cabongo early. In fact, in the first 30 seconds of the third quarter, picks off a pass and returns it for a touchdown. A pick six, a 31-yard pick six. That gave Dort a 31-3 advantage over Hastings. The Broncos came back on their next possession and got a touchdown pass from Clark Livingston to Jordan Johnson of 33 yards. Pulled Hastings within 31-10. But Dort comes back on their next series to add a touchdown from Keith and Drury to make it 38-10. Still with 8 minutes and 49 seconds to play in the third quarter. Dort adding another Drury touchdown, this one from 2 yards out with 3 minutes and 49 seconds to play in the third to go out on top 45-10. Hastings then replaces Clark Livingston with Griffin Roberts, who takes the ball down the field and throws an 11-yard touchdown pass to Taj Willingham to make it 45-17. In the fourth quarter, Dort scores a couple of more times. They get a 6-yard touchdown run from Levi Schoenhoven to make it a 52-17 ball game. And the final score came on a 34-yard field goal from Brent Gaines, 55-17. The Dort defenders knock off Hastings here this afternoon.
Final game numbers brought to you by the Hastings College Foundation. Now you can target any size gift to Hastings College with Bronco Boost. Go to hastings.edu for more information. I was just watching Tony holding mass down there in the south end zone. A lot of coaching going on down there in that Bronco huddle. For the defenders in this ball game, Brock Lamley primarily went all the way. He was held the only passing statistics here today. Lamley's numbers, 50% completion rate, 6 of 12 passing, 63 yards. He had one touchdown in the ball game. The rushing attack, though, they just chewed up this Bronco defense. 62 carries, 379 yards unofficially. So 442 yards of total offense for Dort on 76 offensive plays. The defenders with 27 first downs. I did not have Dort with a penalty in the ball game. Individual leaders in the game, one guy close to home, Keith and Drury, his last game here at Lloyd Wilson Field in front of his family and relatives. 15 carries, 78 yards, 2 touchdowns, that with a bum shoulder from a week ago. And Levi Schoenhoven with 22 carries, 196 yards, and Schoenhoven with a couple of touchdowns as well. For Hastings College in the football game, their two quarterback combo, 16 of 28 combined for 150 yards, 2 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. Those interceptions credited to Clark Livingston, one of those being a pick six, as Mike said here just shortly ago. 36 carries, 128 yards of rushing for the Broncos, 278 of total offense on 64 offensive plays. The Broncos I had was 16 first downs and 5 penalties in the game. Individual leaders receiving today, Jordan Johnson with a humongous day in the loss. 11 receptions, 164 yards. Johnson with one touchdown, that being a 33 yards. Taj Willingham with one reception for 7 yards. That was a touchdown as well. Taj leads the way today, 26 carries, 121 yards. No touchdowns on the ground for Taj. Tough game here today. Didn't see it coming, like you said, and a even tougher drink of water next week.
All right, so Hastings drops this one 55-17 to Dort. Stay tuned. Player of the game, the coach's postgame up next. You're listening to Bronco Football.
Hastings College Football is brought to you by Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration. By the Family Medical Center of Hastings, your family's home for healthcare. By Five Points Bank, the better bank, with 3 locations in Hastings. By the Hastings Tribune, your life, your news. By Hastings Convenient Care PC, here to help you when you need it most, now. By Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill, enjoy great food, good service, and a warm, friendly atmosphere at 2017 West 2nd, the home of NFL and college football. And by the Hastings College Foundation.
We'll be right back.
The gifts from friends and alumni of Hastings College are always appreciated. And now there's an even greater opportunity to target your gifts more easily than ever before with Bronco Boost. With Bronco Boost, you simply log into hastings.edu, then click on the Giving drop-down menu to reach Bronco Boost. Target your gift in on up to 9 areas. Give anything from athletics to theater to music. Bronco Boost, a service of the Hastings College Foundation to directly impact Hastings College students.
It's time now for the Player of the Game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Your life, your news. To subscribe to the Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Dort knocks off Hastings today. Final score of 55-17. This is the Player of the Game on 1230 KHIS. So the Broncos going down to defeat. We'll come back and name our Player of the Game right after this.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos that they take, go to hastingstribune.com and find in the menu where it says HT Media. You can get copies of your favorites. And to have the Hastings Tribune delivered to you every morning, call 402-462-2131 to start a subscription to the newspaper or order it online at hastingstribune.com. When it comes to local sports, we've got it covered.
Our players of the game today for Hastings, Taj Willingham, and also the wide receiver for the Broncos, Johnson, doing a great job out there, both over 100 yards. Taj rushing for 26 carries on 121 yards here today, and then Johnson getting 11 receptions, 164 yards, and a touchdown, but it was in a losing effort here today as Hastings drops one to Dort, 55-17. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to Bronco Football.
You've been listening to the Player of the Game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Your life, your news. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Five Points Bank is strongly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way's annual campaign. Also, we make meaningful contributions to numerous community, educational, and civic organizations in our quest to make the quality of life in our area as strong as possible.
Giving back. It's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank. Locally owned, locally managed. The better bank.
It's time now for the Coach's Post Game Show, brought to you by Hastings Convenient Care PC. Here to help when you need it most, now, at 208 South Burlington in the Burlington Village.
Back at the Osborne Sports Complex, 55-17, the final score. Hastings loses to Dort here this afternoon. Tony Harper, the head coach for Hastings, going to join us on the post game. And, Coach, I'll just turn it over to you. What the heck happened out there?
Don't know. If I knew, it wouldn't have been 55-17. We started extremely slow on the offensive side of the football. I thought we played well for the first couple series on defense. They schemed us up a little bit, and I did a very poor job of counteracting their scheming. We ran some man-to-man coverage and stuff. They got us outside on the edge. We missed open receivers. We turned the ball over. We didn't get any turnovers. I mean, it was we get a punt blocked. Little things like that turn into big things, and it was just it just kept rolling on us, and I got to do a better job as a coach of prepping these guys throughout the week.
Talk about that. The first quarter, it was not only odd for us, odd for them. A lot of miscues, a lot of fumbles, just a blasé type of first quarter for both of us.
Well, I give credit to the defenses on both teams right there causing some problems. I thought our defense did some good things in that first quarter. And then theirs obviously did a good job in the first quarter, but at the end of the day, we checked some things the wrong way. We didn't hit it against the right fronts that we needed to hit it against, and we just didn't do what we had been prepping all this week to do. And that falls on me as the head coach, and that's what I told the guys: we got to give them more team time. We got to maybe slow some things down and get stuff cleaned up, because this was, this was bad, and I got to do a heck of a lot better than that.
made some changes on the offensive line again from a week ago, and we struggled rushing the football again. Only 38 yards I had you for in the first half. We did get some Taj broke free in the second half, but just had a tough time getting our running game established again.
Here's the deal. We got a bell cow that I think is one of the better running backs in the league. We need to get the ball in his hands. And people understand that. And they're overloading the box, so we have to throw the football. But when we have to throw the football, we got to complete the football. And we're not playing. We're losing the one-on-one battles up front. They just got after us. And again, we got to do a better job in those regards.
Is the running game having an effect, obviously, on our passing game, isn't it?
A little bit. Yes and no. Yes, from the standpoint of is it's allowing people to stack the box against us, and but they're playing our receivers about 6, 7, 8 yards off the ball. We got to be able to three step that thing all the way down the field, and there's going to be a lot of film that we can look at and reevaluate, because there was a lot, on both sides of the ball, not just the offense, but on both sides of the football, that schematically they out schemed us later on and adjusted a lot better than what we did.
You change things up in the second half, and after Clark throws a touchdown pass, you bring in Griffin Roberts, and he proceeds to go three and out, but then he does have a nice drive downfield. Looks like he's got some pretty good poise back there throwing the football.
Yeah, for a redshirt freshman, he's a big old guy, and he can deal it a little bit. It's good that we were able to get him out there in that situation. We did not want to pull Clark. We had to pull Clark for medical reasons, so we're going to see how that plays out here for the next week or so and kind of see where that goes. But, as a guy that's never played college football, and Griff came out, and once he settled down, and, we're just going to have to see what happens.
All right, so Hastings drops us in here this afternoon. We'll take our break and come back. You're listening to Bronco Football.
Convenient walk-in medical care.
Open when you need us.
Hastings Convenient Care.
No appointments necessary.
From sore throats to broken bones,
cuts or illnesses,
Hastings Convenient Care is open when you need us.
Open 7 days a week.
Monday through Friday, 9 till 8, and weekends 11 until 5.
Program the number in your phone so it's there when you need it.
402-463-6300. Visit online at hastingscare.org.
208 South Burlington, Suite 108, just south of the underpass.
The care you need at the time you need it.
Hastings Convenient Care.
All right, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, a couple of minutes with Tony Harper, the head coach for Hastings, following a defeat here today. We knew that Dort was going to rush the football. He put up some good numbers against us, 357 or 353, the final numbers. Just couldn't stop their rushing attack today.
No, we didn't. We didn't get into our right gaps. We didn't tackle very well. We tackled early in the first quarter, and then everything from there just kind of went downhill. They were getting to the second level before we could get off block. I think kind of what happened is we overcoached the guys this week, talking to them about their reads and stuff. And if you watch good defenses, they push it and they pull their trigger and they go right now. And that's something that we didn't do at different times throughout this game at certain positions.
Just a tough game, special teams-wise. You talked about it just a few minutes ago with the block punt and long snaps coming along the ground. Just some tough goes trying to get the ball back to punters.
Yeah, it looks like it's preseason camp.
Yeah.
And the thing is, we got good kids doing it. And so what that tells me again is I have to devote more time to those certain situations within practice. We had a great week of practice, but we can't have those miscues. This was a tight game. Even when you go in at halftime, they still had the momentum, and I get that, and we've been here and all that other rigmarole everybody's going to say. But at some point in time, the pride thing's got to come out, and we got to play for the pride. We got to play with passion. And, it's one thing about doing all the yelling and all that other stuff, but if you ain't focused, if you ain't zeroed in on your task, and that goes for everybody, then these things are going to happen. And that falls on me as a head coach. I got to make sure we're zeroed in every single time.
So it's Hastings after back-to-back losses. Now we got another game next week. But again, I think we're just focused on ourselves. We've got to get better if we're going to contend for the next 5 or 6 weeks.
So we got to get a heck of a lot better. I mean, there ain't no BSing around that, beating around the bush on that. We got to get a heck of a lot better. But the thing is, we got the talent. But you know what? That all that stuff and all where we're from, and all, it don't matter, man. We got to play for each other. We got to play within the scheme. We got great kids here. We got great coaches here. I just have to do a better job of pushing these buttons throughout the week to make sure we're aligned. And you know what? Maybe it's too much. Maybe I'm putting too much pressure on. We got to go out and we got to relax a little bit. So I got a lot of self-evaluating that I got to do. Because, again, I love these kids. I love these coaches. But we got to get better, and there's a standard that we're going to operate from. And today that was not that.
Okay, we'll see you next week.
Thanks.
Tony Harper, the head man for Hastings College following the defeat here this afternoon to Dortz. Here they come in here and knock us off and made it look kind of easy. Jimmy, 55-17, the final score here today. So you heard the comments from the coach, and now we, you and I both know who we're going to play next week. I didn't want to bring it up to Tony because he don't care who we're going to play.
No,
but we've got to get better.
He never does. We can poke fun after a victory. You know who we play next week, but it's not the right place in the right time. He knows, and it doesn't matter. He's got to focus on his team, and he really had a lengthy conversation with his football team down in that south end zone after this football game, and what was said is probably just going to be within the football team. But, yeah, they've definitely got a lot of work, a lot of reevaluating to do after a 2-0 start. Now we're 0-2 in the last 2 weeks, 2-2 on the season, and facing number two Morningside next week.
I think the team also held their own meeting after the coaches left. So, yeah, we'll see what happens next week. Again, Morningside will be in town next week. They are what they are. They're number two in the nation. Yeah, they'll be good. So Hastings will have to be a lot better next Saturday. 1 o'clock for the kickoff next week. 12 o'clock noon for the pregame show here on 1230 KHIS. So stick around. We've got more Bronco coverage yet to come. We got the fifth quarter coming up next. You're listening to Bronco Football on 1230 KHIS.
The Coach's Postgame Show has been brought to you by Hastings Convenient Care PC, here to help when you need it most. Now, located at 208 South Burlington in the Burlington Village in Hastings. Stay tuned. The fifth quarter is up next on your Hastings link to Bronco Sports, KHAS Radio.
Someone once said,
if you build it, they will come.
To which the world-famous Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill adds,
and they'll eat like crazy, too.
What Bullseye's built is the soup and salad bar weekdays from 11 in the morning until 9 at night. You choose from a Lagerbill affair or pile it on. Build it your way. Weekdays, 11 a.m. until 9 p.m. with the soup and salad bar. Regular menu available, too. At Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill on West 2nd, across from the Water Park, Hastings.
It's time now for the fifth quarter, a recap of all the scores from today's games.
All right, again, Hastings College dropping one here this afternoon to the Dort Defenders. Hastings going to 2-2 on the season. Again, the final score was 55-17. Dort wins it here this afternoon. The Doan University Tigers, they beat Jamestown today. Final score of 44-13. It was Morningside beating Briarcliff today by a score of 56-0. So we'll see Morningside next week. They continue to win 56-0 over Briarcliff here this afternoon. So those are the scores from the Great Plains Athletic Conference. There's one game going on tonight. Northwestern will play at Dakota Wesleyan. Scores from the NCAA Division I ranks here today. Nebraska did not have a good day in Ann Arbor as Michigan beat Nebraska by the score of 56-10 today. The Huskers are now 0-3 in the season, 0-1 in the Big Ten. They'll take on Purdue coming up next Saturday. Other scores that we have in, Alabama, ranked number one in the country. They've got the lead over Texas A&M. In the second quarter, it is 21-10. Clemson is leading Georgia Tech in the second quarter, 21-7. Second quarter score, Ohio State 28 and Tulane 6. Second quarter score, West Virginia 14, Kansas State nothing. Second quarter score, Virginia Tech 14, Old Dominion 7. Miami is leading Florida International in the second quarter. It is 17-0. Got some final scores in. It was Georgia today beating Missouri 43-29. Notre Dame took care of Wake Forest 56-27. It was Purdue 30, Boston College 13. We'll see the Boilermakers next Saturday in Lincoln. First quarter score, TCU out on top of Texas 3-0. So those are some scores from around the nation in major college football action. We've had some scores from this afternoon we'll try to get to as well. Here's a score. Penn State beat Illinois 63-24 last night. Central Florida winners over Florida Atlantic to score 56-36. Again, Hastings College dropping one here today to the Dort Defenders. Hastings trailed at halftime by a score of 24-3, and Hastings goes on to drop this ball game here this afternoon to the Dort Defenders. So just checking to see if there's other college football. Obviously, there's a lot of action going on here today. Ole Miss is out on top of Kent State, 31-17. That game is being delayed by some inclement weather. Other scores, halftime score, Miami of Ohio 24, Bowling Green 3. Ball State has got the lead over Western Kentucky. They're in the third quarter, 13-7. In the third quarter, Illinois State 14, Colorado State 6. Central Michigan has got the lead over Maine in the third quarter. It is 10-0. Other scores to report to you. West Virginia 14, Kansas State nothing. Old Dominion is leading Virginia Tech. Or check that. It's a second quarter score now. Virginia Tech 14 and Old Dominion 7. Here's a second quarter score. Appalachian State over Gardner-Webb 49-7. UMass in the second quarter leading Charlotte 28-7. Duke has got a lead over North Carolina in the second quarter. It is 20-13. Second quarter, Florida State 17, Northern Illinois 7. Second quarter score, Baylor 17, Kansas nothing. Second quarter score, Oregon State 7, Arizona 7. Second quarter score, South Carolina 10, Vanderbilt 7. Second quarter, Syracuse 24, UConn 14. First quarter, TCU 3, Texas nothing. Some final scores in Western Michigan over Georgia State, 34-15. Georgia blasted Missouri today, 43-29. Notre Dame over Wake Forest, 56-27. Buffalo beat Rutgers, 42-13. Maryland over Minnesota, 42-13. Iowa State beat Akron, 26-13. Cincinnati 34, Ohio 30. Toledo over Nevada 63-44. SMU got by Navy in overtime 31-30. North Carolina 38, Pittsburgh 35, Virginia 27, and Louisville 3. So those are the scores from across the nation. Major college football gave you the scores from the Great Plains Athletic Conference. And again, here locally, it was Dort knocking off Hastings by a score of 55-17. Hastings and Morningside next Saturday. Kickoff will be at 1 o'clock, 12 o'clock noon for the pregame show here on 1230 KHIS. So for Jimmy Purcell, for my producer and engineer, Stephanie Brubaker, on-site engineer today, Brad Beam, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good afternoon from Hastings.
You've been listening to the fifth quarter on KHAS Radio. Hastings College football coverage is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.